can start whenever you want to
click with Tyler Fernangle.
Ryan,
welcome.
Pleasure.
Welcome. Long time coming.
Yeah, sorry. This is actually you might be one of the most recurring guests, though. This is your third. You were my second guest ever, I think. One of the at least second or third.
This is my third time, though.
You came in the middle time with me and Fudger.
No.
When we were doing it together. Yeah, we did it.
Dennis is crazy.
Nope. I remember we did
two versus one.
There's no way. I only did the one at your house.
Yeah.
Right when it first started.
You don't think he ever did one with you?
Nope.
I swear to
guaranteed.
Swear to goodness.
Guaranteed.
Hit your head.
I have a pretty good memory though. Especially
well, you're fabricating one right now.
All right,
so
let's see. I'm gonna
He did the one with you, and I remember that was at the peak of like kind of the
I'm
neck
on my
injury,
phone, but I'm just doing a little like bit that. Of a
yeah. Yeah,
I would tech love, work right now. So
if
let's
you
see.
Pull that up, I was gonna blow my mind.
I same because I
you guys sound way more confident
freak
than me.
Me out. I'd be like, I have no recollection of that at all.
So my only little highlights I have is of I try and log the podcast. Second
one unofficially right now.
Okay,
so,
you were in the very beginning.
He was in the very beginning.
It went Chad, Connor, Kyle Carlson, Jonas, Christian, Garrett, Tyler. Yeah. So you're right in the very beginning. Yeah. All right, let's go a while away.
So
it didn't happen.
That's brand new.
Is this
yeah, you're good. You can see you can hear the difference like that. Yeah. You know, so if you want to talk closer, you can.
Cool.
It's up to you. I'm sorry, I make a bunch of noise here. And
all right, it's looking like that was a dream of mine or something.
You were fabricating.
We're getting to a point that I
would know this because
have you sat in on a news podcast or anything?
No.
No.
Yeah. So when we did that podcast in my living room, because I remember we talked about like a Tyler 2.0, you're coming back. So that was way back then.
6 years ago.
Dude.
Okay, so that's why I thought that it had to be with me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so it's been a minute since the podcast, since you've been full on Red Bull, Vans, Haro.
Well, I mean, I was on Red Bull then.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Yeah, it was like...
Because they were helping out with the neck injury.
Yeah, that was like... I got on Red Bull when I was 17.
All right, so that's a really good one for everyone to go back and re-listen to.
I think my picture, I have like a glass. I think I was 21 then.
Wow.
Is like right before my neck surgery or right after?
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
No, I would know because I don't like doing podcasts.
Yeah, so this is your third podcast. Yeah. You did one with Malcolm and Minded.
Yeah, I did that one. No, fourth, because I did that No Jumper one.
Okay. Right. Yeah, there's a old come up
TV one.
That was
like 18. I was 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Mikey Tyra.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, welcome officially then. Adult Tyler on a podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. Sponsors?
Dale's. We got Dale's, of course. This is a, as you can tell by Dennis's
jumbo. It's the fucking time change. Got an hour less of sleep.
I'm the earliest unclicked podcast ever, technically.
Technically, this and, is. It's a new record.
And so shout out to Dale's. Shout out to Source BMX for all they do. And shout out to Woodward. They are the sponsors. We got a bunch of sponsors.
Sick.
So
got some cool ones.
Yeah. So thank you for coming, Tyler. I mean,
thank you.
I don't know, where do we start? Do we start at the beginning a little bit, halfway?
I'll have a beer for the world record morning unclick podcast. Just because Dale's is so good.
Red, white, or blue?
Red. No, I'm just kidding.
the reds are the heavy different? Ones.
The red ones are like 9% IPAs in a can. Yeah,
that's what 9%. I was thinking. Yeah.
Those All are, right.
Those hurt.
Coffee, Rockstar, Dale's. This is a morning, baby. Cheers. Cheers. No drinking for you?
No drinking.
Good no man. Drinker. Yeah, you sober guy. This, in general, I think when I was listening to the Malcolm podcast, you said you had a little lapse. You lost some friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
it seems like I've been doing this for the last like couple years. I'll be like 6 months sober.
Yeah.
Fuck up and... You know, get
I feel like
again.
That's like part of the process. So.
Yeah.
Just like, and does anybody ever like go just like full cold turkey, never have a sip ever again?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Some people.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
That's the rare case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll always get to that point and be like, oh, I feel like I can have one. And then it turns into, I mean, you've partied with me. It's more like the next day I wake up hungover, can't handle it like a normal person, and then just like want to drink again.
Yeah.
And then before you know it,
Friday night goes to next Friday with Tyler.
Yeah. So pretty much.
Back in that era, at least.
Yeah, and then before you know it, I've drank pretty much every day for a month straight. So,
yeah,
it's no good.
Yeah, and that's what takes you out of that. Like, or is there a point where you're like, you're a month in and you're
no,
like,
I just
no more?
Look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm a loser because I don't ride.
Yeah,
like I won't ride and just get so in my head and like I don't know, like. Because I mean, obviously, I've been super open about my anxiety issues and like that's something I deal with every day. And I would I'm not drinking for fun. Yeah. You know, I'm drinking as like a self-medicating, you know, in my head, that's what I'm doing. And in the time, yeah, it calms me down. Like, I would love to have a beer right now. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying if I said, you know, that wasn't true, but I just know. Yeah. And then I wake up and it's like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
My anxiety's through the roof. And then my first thought is to like, let's drink
again. Yeah. Medicate it.
It'll go away.
Yeah.
A couple beers.
I feel bad good. Cycle.
Partying yeah. is like the wrong word for most people, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because partying is like after someone's birthday or celebration for something, but people are like, we're yeah. partying, but really it's like a bunch of guys who are just kind of like distracting themselves yeah. from what's going on in their life. Partying yeah. is a terrible word
for I'm not partying. Drinking. Like, it's no, there's no celebration. It's just, I mean, I was drinking by myself.
Yeah.
Drinking in the mornings a lot of times. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's just no good for me. Mm-hmm. I would love to, maybe, you know, can't like never say never, but maybe in 20 years when my life is calm and I'm financially stable and yeah. like, you know, everything's just flowing, maybe I can. Because right now I'm self-medicating.
Have a social beer.
Yeah, I'm self-medicating because of internal issues that I'm dealing with. Maybe if I resolve the root cause. But at the same time, it's like, what's the benefit of drinking?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't yeah. do anything for me. I've had great times, for sure. Like, we've had some of the best times throwing food at a... Remember
the Japanese the distro? Shout out to Ria and Motocross yeah, International.
Ria.
They sent us to Japan and when Tyler, we were partying hard.
That's when I could handle it.
Yeah. Because that was a time where you would wake up and not start drinking.
That
you
was were on before. That. I don't know what happened, if it was the head injuries or just
that's life. True. Because in the very beginning, you didn't drink at all. When yeah. I bought you that one way ticket out, mm-hmm. beginning of market, you were like, drink no drinking. And I was yeah. like, oh, that's smoked. Cool. Yeah.
But yeah.
But then you started drinking, but you were like real dialed with it. You just. Like drink normal. And wake up and ride instead of
I love my again. Wine and just super chill. I'd have a glass of wine, but yeah, something happened. Something changed
yeah.
over time. And it, I think it was just a combination of obviously I've hit my head a lot. That doesn't help anything. Kind of rattles everything in there. And then drinking to kind of cope with those symptoms and then life stuff, just, yeah. you know, family injuries. Then I started drinking throughout my injuries. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Really. Like, it was the neck after the spine surgery. I drank the whole time I was recovering.
You weren't riding and you were making money not riding.
I wasn't riding. I was getting paid really well. And it
I happen like, to live next to these super amazing neighbors.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jacob Bell.
Just super rich dude. He's like an ex-NFL player. Mm-hmm. And then his whole group of his circle is like rich, like B-list celebrities, basically.
They're like the popular kids of San Diego if it was a giant high school.
Yeah.
Like, you go downtown, they, oh, Jacob, hey, come on in.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, you and all your friends.
Yeah.
Come on
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Spend your and money. I was like.
And we were definitely part of that
when I
crew.
First started hanging with them, I wasn't even 21. So I'd be like at their house partying with them.
I was the little guy. And then I brought my little guy
yeah,
friend.
The little, yeah. Like, yeah. I was like 20. I'd be there partying. They'd go out or I'd drive people to the bar, go back, be at the house by myself, wait for them to come back and then be there partying till like 5 a.m.
Crazy.
Bad.
That was a bad.
And then I'm like a kid and I was making pretty good money and I'm like trying to keep up with these guys who are actually making millions. And yeah. I'm like,
I would go, me and Tyler would go out with them and then I'd go ride all weekend and be like, where you at, Tyler, on Monday? And you were still there.
Yeah.
At the neighbor's house. And I didn't even know in the beginning. Just, and they'd be like, Tyler just stays all fucking weekend with us.
And he,
or like comes
and
back and
guy,
forth.
And that
like,
guy oh. can sustain that? Does he still?
He retired still? At like 33 with endless money.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can look him up. Jacob Bell played for the Rams, did really good. And he retired.
For a couple teams.
He retired because he didn't want the CTE stuff. And uh-huh. he had enough money to do good for the rest of his life.
But I feel like he's given himself CTE from the partying.
Yeah.
But no, he was,
he had a great head on his shoulders though.
I think there's always that, like that full throttle personality, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, whatever you're going to do, even the Jacob guy, it's like, he's going to be a, you know, top one, you know, 1% of 1% mm-hmm. athlete and
yeah.
make millions of dollars and set himself up for life yeah. within a few years. And then it's like, now I'm going to party at the top 1% too. And it's hard when you yeah. when you meet these people and you're trying to like
yeah like Tyler fun. Said he's trying to yeah. hang with them, but like, this guy owns a restaurant in downtown, he has properties yeah. all over the Midwest,
yeah, his life's like, set up yeah. mine was like, I should have been going harder than ever with riding, you know, yeah. for Red
or
Bull,
taking
full
those
deal with bands and
taking
like,
those tips from him in that sense, not the
yeah I tried
tips,
but
yeah.
those conversations only happened under the influence and
then, yeah,
you know, yeah. It was, yeah for sure we
I'm gonna do all this
I
shit.
I probably started like 5 companies over the time and then morning comes around and you know
That was always my joke with that house. Like, everyone's going to do all this shit tomorrow morning. We're going to start a business. I'm going to let's invest. Yeah. And the next morning's like, what did we talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. My problem is that I just like, I feel like I drank the same way I ride.
Yeah.
It's just like all or nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Going hard. Like I'm doing it, which is bad.
Yeah. When was the first time you ever had alcohol? Young?
Probably like, I think I tried it when I was like 14. Mm. And my friend, Eric Trombley, actually like my best friend growing up, he had drank before and I was like, I want to try drinking. And he's like, here you go. And basically gave me like a bottle of Smirnoff and I like just puked all over. And then I never touched alcohol again until I was like, I think the next time was like Simple Session.
Mm. Okay. It's like so pretty late. Yeah.
Legal there.
Yeah.
Kind of. Late, but like, he was still really young. You're probably.
Yeah. 17, I was like 17.
Yeah.
18.
God, I forget that. Yeah.
And then.
So pretty normal.
And then even then, so, I didn't really drink. It would be like, you know, maybe when I went on those trips or I'd like sneak a beer here and there, but it didn't interest me.
Yeah.
And then.
You never had a fake ID. You're never like one of the young kids that like needed to party. You're always like, I'll just stay back and wait for you guys.
Oh, actually, no, this is crazy. I do remember the first time I like drank, other than that time with Eric, I was in Costa Rica for Feast and I went out with Brett Benesiewicz and we got wasted together. It was awesome. I remember thinking it was one of the best nights of my life. Like, this is like we became really close and then he was just like also one of my heroes, but we're like similar in age.
Yeah.
I used it was like me, him, and Pat Casey, rest in peace. And I used Drew Bazanson's ID to go out because Drew doesn't drink.
That's a crew. Like you look at that crew, right?
Me,
now. That's
Pat, and Brett.
Insane.
I was really young. I can remember that so vividly. It was such a fun time.
And so you're on Red Bull at that point. Like
I was on Redline. Redline.
Okay. That was your first sponsor then.
Yeah. Albies, and then I went there with Redline. It was like me, Dosh, Flip, Scott Wirch, and then right? That's his name?
Yeah.
And then who else? What was that dude's name? I don't know. I think Glenn Salyers was there. Also, rest in peace to Glenn. That was one of my
motorcycles.
Best friends. Yeah.
That's insane. Just random off topic, but like that crew that you're hanging out with, you know, like Glenn, RIP, Pat, RIP, Drew, crazy accident, Brett, crazy accident.
Yeah.
Well,
only one
that
of them.
Is
only
weird. One
that's why
all the names I just listed. Like,
I mean, it's so, and it's not even, and it's just that, it's that athlete personality,
the
like they're just
live.
I mean it's two motorcycles and a car accident, like, and it's
Brett
it's so
was
crazy,
like,
and Brett was BMX
top of the world, like,
freak accident. Obviously, like, literally the most, I still think he was the greatest.
I think I've been talking about that more
untouchable
and more.
Yeah,
like the way he would ride those parks, like he'd never pedal.
Go back and watch his last Dutour run, Ocean City, Maryland, right the weekend before he got hurt, and it's like it would could win the Olympics right now.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I think I always
best style.
I always say that, like,
so good.
I feel like BMX would be, he was like our, he could have been like the Sheckler.
Yeah.
Cause it was like, he was such
Justin Bieber, Jet Lawrence style, like
American kid that was just this phenom, and he had a great personality. And,
like, and let me tell you, girls loved him.
And he
was riding the contest and he was this little like 15-year-old kid and that all the little girls, he was a celebrity, like
Dutour would still be around because
I said that before he got hurt. I was like,
he was so
that's an next day mirror kind of guy.
He might have been able to, like, the sport might be in a different place because of how influential he was, and like the brands that wanted to work with him and the opportunities that he was like presenting to BMX.
Yeah, it was fucking, it was crazy. I mean,
legend. Shout out to you, Brett.
But yeah, shout out to Brett.
Still killing it. Like, still doing his thing. Yeah,
he's the man.
So, okay. So that was a crazy crew, and then so Redline, you said, and then,
Flip from Albies put me on Redline, and then what was next? Osiris,
crazy.
Osiris and Kyle
Carlson.
That's what
helped me a lot.
That's what put you in my eyes was Kyle working with you. And I
went to that Mike Spinner contest, and I was hanging with Devin Smiley, and Kyle came up and just literally was like, "You want to ride for Osiris?" And I was like, "Yes, hell yeah!" Because Devin is also like, who's one of my very best friends in the whole world.
Is this
like he was?
Is this the one where you rode off the roof?
Yeah, I think. And the clip got messed up. Oh, no.
No, this is the this one isn't. That, this is where it was like, okay, this kid is the future. This Vegas one that you filmed with Kyle.
Uh-huh.
And you filmed all this in like a week. And Kyle was
7 days.
Kyle was texting me the whole way through it. You're like, you gotta fucking see this kid.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, this one.
I watched this at my ramps and I was like, I'm gonna hit him up and see if he'll come to San Diego.
I vividly remember the cell phone clip from the person that filmed it from across the street.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that go like news? It was like on news or something?
Yeah.
Spot by Ryan Mills' house.
We'll be right back. Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous, improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
What's, I'm totally blanking because he's like one of my favorite skaters. David,
Trevette?
No, Colombian.
Gonzalez?
David Gonzalez. Yeah. His, that crazy part where he tries to kinker rail up against the wall.
Possessed to skate.
Dropped the first day I got there. And I was literally studying a skate part and just getting like super hyped and watching that every night at Kyle's
house.
It's
funny how that works.
I was
the motivation of video
skating,
parts.
And I was skating so much then too, but.
Well, and sometimes skating, you can just relate to it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like sometimes there's not a bike rider that's like exactly like what you're trying to be like.
Dude, I died. Didn't even hit my peg. Fully missed it. That's so random. Some of the stuff I would think to do.
I mean, that is a crazy thought.
That's cool. Yeah. Like I just
that is awesome.
Start on the rail ride. Kind of random, but cool.
You're a baby.
I look like such a cute little kid.
What the fuck happened, man?
Pardon.
God damn it, Jacob.
Yeah, it ages you quick.
That was you, Schmitty.
Oh, man, that name.
Schmitty. Shout out Schmitty if you're listening.
This. Yeah. Oh, this is cool.
Nah, Schmitty was a good influence.
That's a sick spot.
That shit's shut down. I was just there and we were talking about that clip. They put there's a curb at the bottom so you can't go all the way through. This one.
This is probably... I
love how you could have
lost
like,
my life.
Yeah, you did. Because you almost went off, and
I could have just jumped off the side. Though, and it made it better for sure.
Those are my favorite clips. The ones where you're like, never again. Not even. I don't give a shit. I'm definitely taking that.
It was like you almost died, then you got the whole clip. Yeah. I'm not doing that again.
I think that was my first.
Upright.
My first gap. Yeah, I could have died there too.
Never do a.
I just didn't
really
know.
Really check.
I don't know anything about that stuff. I would just do it.
Say that tip because that is an important tip.
If there's a kink without an upright directly under the kink, that is so much
pressure.
That
could
pressure.
Just snap and right off.
They do.
And the rail flex so much.
They do snap. So unless you know 100% that thing is never going to break, just...
I was out with Kyle Carlson. He knows. You know, it's just me and him.
If you check
it
and it's really strong, no cracks. Yeah, but those break, dude. I was hanging a little rail and the thing broke and it just bodied.
That's scary.
That makes sense. So,
but yeah, I think that's the one that
2013,
put it on the map.
11 years ago.
How old were you right there?
16. 16. Or 17, probably.
A lot of people are like,
Josh Bentley.
If you put a video part out with that much impact when you're 16 years old, people are going to recognize it. Like right now, if someone, a 16-year-old dropped a part that was anything like that, you're going to get put on the map in BMX because it's just so rare to really do that at that age.
And is this before the Detroit video?
Yeah.
This is before the Detroit video.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Oh, the Michigan video. Sorry. Duh.
Oh, you're talking about Michigan video. Yeah. This is my favorite. I feel like this part almost got overlooked. In a way, maybe not.
I think the core of BMX didn't
know. It's been a long time.
Because it wasn't like a company, like, you know, it was just like a homie thing and there was so many parts. Mikey, love you, Mikey.
This one you had time to work on it. Yeah. Like you got the.
Is this the one you get knocked out on? God damn.
I didn't get knocked out. I was fine. I got up.
I didn't want to look.
I was like that neck rag doll.
Uh huh. Still got neck issues. Well, these are the times. I look back on this and like just fully, I'm like, this was the best times of my life. My best friend still like was living in Michigan, but I was traveling a bunch. I was on Osiris and staying out with you, I think, already.
Yeah, this was like, I think that this and your market part came out around the same time, maybe.
Yeah, a little, maybe like a year after this.
A year after?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it was similar time frame.
Well, I had a Red Bull hat on for part of the market.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a Red Bull helmet for the banger.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
God.
I just posted that again. I was like super hyped on seeing that.
Let's explain that setup. Like that's obviously in the center of.
Yeah. It's like a landmark. Like everyone, it's called Heart Plaza. Uh-huh. They do like tons of music events there. And like right to the right, there's the Detroit River that separates Windsor and Detroit.
Okay.
But they also do like snowboard events there. Down to the left, it's like a crazy plaza that goes like underground.
Red Bull had an event, yeah, a skate event there.
Skate event, snowboard events in the winter. It's super cool. But I don't even know. We were just there. It was for Dig, obviously, mm-hmm. and was with Andrew White. And I think it was just like a joke, kind of like how everything starts. I'm like, I wonder if I could climb up that. And I think the only reason I could climb up it is because it was middle of summer and it was so humid that my shoes were like sticking. I climbed up it and then we got up there and I was like, I think I could roll in on this, but it's got an uphill landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking gnarly.
I feel like that would be the,
it's so gnarly.
You had the kind of the,
yeah, I'd never seen this till the other day. That's why I posted it. I'd never seen Dig made this little with those clips.
Oh, really?
So I screen recorded it off YouTube. Yeah, it's in here.
Yeah, right.
And then I pieced together my Michigan video angles.
Oh, okay.
To make it a full thing. But yeah, this was the day. This is the day before. You can see I'm wearing a different shirt. And then I'm like, how can I get my bike up there?
We
went to Home Depot, got a rope. They didn't put that in there. But yeah, I climbed up there.
I feel like I seen a clip of you climbing up like, with a rope. Or maybe
yeah,
like
but you just don't see me pulling it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
The red line and a market sticker.
That was like mm-hmm. the first market sticker too. They were so bad.
Me and those damn shirts. I was obsessed with those things.
Yeah. The time.
Thrift store.
So had it been shirts. Like talked about within the scene never. At all? No. Nobody.
Never.
Nobody's like, we would, is, people that is a horrible
would
idea.
Like ride into it and like kind of try and air it out. But it's like, it's angled like this.
Yeah.
It's like a downhill into an uphill both ways.
You're still kind of wearing those shirts right now. You're like, those fucking shirts. I look over here like wearing the same thing.
This is way nicer. No patterns.
Okay.
It's a nice
shirt. And no thoughts to put a board?
Absolutely not. But, I mean, maybe as, people thinking about doing it, but like maybe like a complete joke like that'll never, no one had ever even been on top of it.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
But,
the photo is so sick.
God, that's one of those things like, even if I found another setup like that, I'd never try that.
Yeah.
The one you rolled into in Mexico
is yeah, not
harsh too.
That was way, just the uphill landing, that was way taller.
But the like, one in Mexico, I get you were like just coming off an injury and you're like, I'm just going to take it easy.
I hurt my neck.
In. Yeah.
And then we had to like find medicine in Mexico. But yeah.
First fucking trick. You rolled into that thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it seems harsher because you were just like, not
yeah
which one was that?
It was on a Haro Mexico.
I think
it went all over Mexico.
You can yeah, it's like a 3/4 of the size of that.
It was steeper
when you
though
see that in person. That's like
that's, I mean, dude, it looks like 25 feet
I think bigger than that. Yeah. I don't know, definitely.
Yeah, dude, yeah, it is
so glad it just worked out somehow.
And it's funny too because you could have just easily taken one bag of Quikrete and it would have been like,
oh yeah, then it would be like anyone can do it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's kind of the point.
Yeah, you gotta like, take it was that just impact and not blow your feet
gnarly
off.
Pulling off right there, like how
so
much
early
off.
Like
yeah.
God,
I'd crazy love to see it in like a slow-mo
yeah
side angle. There's two angles in the Michigan video, but they like cut it in between. Mm. I kind of wish they didn't do that, but yeah, that was that's definitely one of my highlights of like all the things I've ever filmed. It's and cool. I got a cover from it. That was my first cover. Which, and I think it's, you see that first angle, how it cut like that?
Yeah.
I hate back that. I want to see it so bad.
That other angle is cool though, because it really shows
that it's completely uphill. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to see that whole
yeah
This one just really shows not even close to a nice landing. Yeah. It's like this.
Yeah, that was 17-year-old jelly bones that could just handle that stuff. But that's like what I did. I would like, I just loved scaring my friends. Like I it just made me feel good to be like, you know. And it was so, I would do so, there's so much stuff that I used to do that was never on film.
Yeah.
That I would 100% film now. I'd find a roof and just jump off of it for fun. That was a clip I was really hyped on.
That's huge. And there's the biggest bar ice ever, I think, still in this.
You think?
That bar ice you did, I think that's got to be.
That's pretty sick. That was my first bar ice on street. It's the only bar ice I ever did on street.
And it's probably
I've said that before and people don't believe me, but I swear on my life, I'd only done bar ice.
Well, I understand because you're a little dude. You didn't have that much man muscle. And
I needed a big one. I needed a big rail to just.
I think we were just talking about that the other day on the phone. Like you were like a gravity, you know, assist mm-hmm. rider, but now you're like a man. You're riding strong is completely.
It's different now. I've also had, my riding has had to adapt based on my injuries.
100.
And I'm having like so much fun with the, you know, all you see, I'm just manualing around, but it's like,
but you've always done that shit.
Yeah. Dude. Just like kind of
that over crank, no switch bar.
Gravity assist rider.
Uh-huh. For sure. That was a scary one.
I'm still
one.
Using gravity.
You are.
Yeah. I don't like fighting it. I'll do well when I fight gravity. So I break my kneecap.
Man, these are the best trips.
What were they? Just all over Michigan?
All Michigan.
That is so sick. The whole statewide.
And then Michigan has like, you know, it's almost like two states, the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever got any clips from up there, but because at this time, I honestly didn't really get to. Spot.
This video is like, it's all Michigan. It looks,
I haven't seen
shout
this
out to
a
this,
long
this
time.
Crew. Uh-huh. This,
Alex Burnside, Corey Rogowski, Nick Bullen.
Tara.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mikey's got an insane part.
What there's another dude.
Connor Keating.
Connor.
Yeah. Those are all my best friends.
But it's crazy how a video like a local video, quote unquote, like this can catapult a crew of dudes, six dudes.
Yeah, you guys could have started a company with this if you had someone like with the business savvy mindset.
It goes. Life. Yeah. Everyone starts getting jobs.
You just need that one busy business savvy guy.
I love this clip.
Me too.
Such a sick spot. We found some crazy spots.
Yeah,
these
spots are just laying around Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Dennis is like, I need to take a trip to Michigan.
Dude,
I filmed this clip.
Huh?
I filmed this clip.
What do you mean?
What? Watch. Look in the next single. I fish eyed that. You don't remember?
No. That's kind of a little skinny version.
No. When I saw that, I was like, that looks
that's
like
Burnside.
Me. Yeah, I know.
Dude, I was thinking that like when we talked the other day.
But
about,
he was like, wow, you did go out there.
I mean, the VX doesn't lie. I thought that.
At the time, that did look
like when you were talking about places to go film, I was thinking like at some point, maybe not like a first trip, but
dude,
I'd be down to get out to Michigan. And
are the boys out there still?
Yeah. Like I would try and,
out and
plan
about.
It where, I mean, not so much, but I think if it was something legit, like we were going there to film. Somehow, if we were going to do something legit, I could probably get Corey to, I would want Rogowski to like just bring me around to spots and stuff because I haven't lived there in 10 years. I don't know.
Wait. Okay. This is,
I think it's 19 stairs or something.
Yeah. Like in the comments, is that the biggest bar ice ever done?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think Garrett, if not that, maybe Garrett, obviously.
He did but Hollywood High.
That's a big set for sure. I iced it like 8 times in a row.
I can imagine.
And I was like, yeah, because the only one I ever did was something in this clip that I don't think anybody's ever noticed. So go back to where I'm looking at it. Yeah, right there where I'm paused at the look at my forks, they're black. And then when I do it, I have chrome forks. So I'm right there. I look down at my forks. They're cracked all the way around before I jump down it. I would have lost my life, dude. Look down. They were cracked all the way around. And then Corey gave me his forks. It was the craziest.
You know, it's really crazy. It's like that crew you're talking about in Costa Rica. Like if you didn't see that crack, there wasn't like the universe helping, you would have been a part of that.
Would
crew
have joined that
if that was forks broke right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the gnarliest, like crappy landing. Like, no, I didn't clean it up. Nothing.
Crustiest
like,
if your fork's broken, you went trusty face first into that landing.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Check your forks and check the uprights.
That's, check all you. When you go as hard as that the guy in this video part, check your bike every session.
I need to do that more, actually.
So, like, Redline, Albies, Osiris at this point, and then where does Red Bull come in the picture? Mm. Well, actually, before you answer that, there was a trail section in here. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, like, I thought of you at this point, and like, from the Osiris edit, and it was like, all right, this is a street kid.
Yeah.
And then I saw a clip of you doing, like, a 3 down whip across, like, a 25-foot dirt jump. And I was like,
trucked a down whip.
Yeah. At that point, when it was like, that was,
people weren't really even doing those tricks. So I did double truck down whip for one of my, that's the best fit, the Woodward video.
Yeah.
I did all the, like, my craziest tricks.
Yeah. So where did you ride bikes?
That did?
Like,
yeah, I can't find. I know that the dude Dave Lang who made it, he could probably find it. Well, he had that
really sick indoor skate park, and then you hung out at Woodward.
I rode a skate park with ceilings that were like the size of this.
Yeah.
Like, but other than that.
What park was that?
It's called TRP or TRP, Transitions. Yeah. It's called like Lines
Jason
or something.
Jason Suchin?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a.
He was a
that's a deep huge, reference right there.
Huge part of my life for
from
sure.
Somebody that grew up on the West Coast for me to.
Yeah, that's crazy for sure. That's cool. Game of bike with Drew. Those were so fun, man. I miss all that. There was so many more like little weird little.
Was
things.
This was this?
Nah, this it. Is yeah.
This is just like a talking piece.
No, that video I'm talking about is gone.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, it was.
Who made it? David Lang? Like a
yeah,
he was. Are you from Chicago?
No, he was he's a professional rollerblader.
Okay.
But it's when I lived at the Woodward School. I did like a semester at the Woodward School.
Okay.
And he was our digital media. Part of the schooling was we had to go through like learn how to film and edit. And he was the teacher for that, but also a professional rollerblader. So.
Huh.
That video is so
that sucks that video is gone because weird. That was crazy.
I think I could probably have him dig it up at some point.
But so yeah,
like, I would love to see you that. It's such a good video.
I just remember being like blown away that it was you were a full like full spectrum bike rider.
Mm-hmm. It's like this guy.
He was.
He was my inspiration since I was a little kid. So
I feel like you like had half of me inspiration though, and then you had like half of Devin.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, I just took
that's
pieces
what you always reminded me of. Is like, I could tell you liked my riding, but also you had a whole different side of you that I didn't mess with, like the Devin side, which is creating who you are now.
More tech. Yeah, I just took bits and pieces of everybody that I really
top loved. Three influences then. So Dennis.
I'd say Dennis. I mean, it's so hard to pick three because
top three is hard.
Garrett, everyone loves Garrett. Like when that freaking your guys' high school show. What was that called?
5 months to freedom.
5 months to freedom. That was just like the greatest thing that ever happened in my life.
The worst thing ever.
I remember me and Mikey Tyra sitting there watching that. And we were both like, because you were what, 16, 17 during that?
Probably 16.
Yeah. So I was like 13.
Oh, no. I was probably a little older, actually.
Yeah, so I was like probably to graduate.
Yeah. So
I was like 14 or something. I remember Mikey and I were sitting there and I'm like, I'm Dennis. And he's like, I'm Garrett. Cause Mikey is like, compared to like my riding, super tech, and Garrett's way more tech than me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just remember being like, yeah, we're going to be Dennis and Garrett.
That's cool.
But I grew up with people like Matt Sparks and like, you know, who is absolutely savage.
Yeah. Never just got, like, didn't
like
get
intentionally
the
like hitting the ceiling and just jumping across park, crashing on purpose. Yeah. Like
a Morgan Wade.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And smoking a bong filled with Red Bull, basically.
Yeah.
I was like Matt Sparks.
Yeah. And Morgan Wade, a huge inspiration. Yeah. I just loved when I was young, like I honestly feel like I had no fear.
Yeah.
Used to like do stuff that I knew I was gonna crash on, but I was so confident I knew I would get out of it.
Yeah.
And because I loved it. I loved scaring my friends. It was a weird like high that I would get out of just tripping people out. Knowing that I'm going to fall, but
I mean,
can't do that anymore.
When
you might be able to,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. To a degree, but you can make it, you make the, you know, like when you're a kid, it's like,
well, I
have 30% chance I pulled it.
I had it.
That's good enough.
Through. Well, now you know the consequences of what that did to you. So now you're like, I don't really maybe want to hurt myself. No. I want a longevity.
I can't, I don't have the, I just can't have that downtime anymore. It's just not, also it's not worth it because now riding is so, it's my therapy.
Yeah.
Almost more than anything. Like, I would rather play it safe. Obviously, I still push it and I'm like, and that's what I plan to do. But like, I really think through everything that I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to not think at all. It was just go.
More turn your brain off and
turn it off, go. I had a real switch that I knew how to turn off and I was in control of that. But now it's like, I know how grateful I am just to be able to manual around a park, and mm-hmm. because it's all for this. Like, yeah. It helps my brain, helps me be able to come do things like this. You know, I got a ride to kind of get that. Just it's my therapy. So yeah, I'm super picky with those things. And
makes sense. I mean, it's a natural thing to get wise and be yeah, like, hey,
it's smart.
I'm gonna measure the pros and cons here and think about tomorrow a little bit and what I have to do tomorrow.
But at the same time, it's crazy because anytime something bad happens, it's not, you know,
yeah.
like when I just knocked my teeth out, I did that chilling. Like 8 times.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
all I was just moving my phone around the bowl slowly but surely. I was waiting for my buddy Kane to go.
I swear those ones though that you get hurt that are like you're riding present in the moment. Mm-hmm. You were thinking about what you're doing and it was like a lightning strike. That's like the universe mm-hmm. giving that to you for a reason. That's the only way I can look at
it. Reminder. It's a good way to look at it. There's
probably something great that happened through all that, right?
Through the last crash. The
teeth, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is there anything that you can find that you're like, that was,
I mean, it definitely like, well, it's a good reminder how quickly shit happens. Uh-huh. Like, I was literally just cruising, did that tooth bar like 5-6 times. So it's a good reminder to always think about like literally, I mean, like your crash, you were done filming, just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's when you kind of let your guard down.
Yeah.
It just happens. But yeah, good things came from that. I mean, it definitely got my name being, not that it was, I was already kind of like getting back in the scene a lot, but it, that crash blew up. It has like 12 million views now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then it helped. Malcolm and I were going to do that, the Mended podcast or Time to Breathe podcast already. But then it was like, all right, now we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Cause I was getting so much backlash from not wearing a helmet and then obviously I
participated in that unknowingly. No. Like,
shout out to Malcolm in the time.
Yeah.
What's it called? The new Time to Breathe. Time to Breathe podcast. Cause
Malcolm's a man.
That's cool. You guys did that. So check that one out too.
Yeah. I think we're going to do some more, like an update one here soon. But
Malcolm's a great
dude. Yeah. It's a brand new podcast too.
Yeah. So shout out to Malcolm McCassie. He's been like in this kind of like my rebirth, I feel like that I'm going through right now. It's crazy. He used to send me Ethicas maybe freaking 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've still never met to this day.
Oh, really?
But I'm closer with him than probably anybody in my life right now. We talk every single day. We're like on the phone for hours at a time. He's kind of taken me on. It's kind of like an agent.
Yeah.
But no, he's not.
But no percentages.
He's just fully, you know, it started with a DM. I was just like, hey, how are you? Haven't talked to you in like 8 years or something. And he was like, man, I'd love to get on a call with you. And then we ended up talking for like 2 hours. Mm. And I gave him the whole rundown because he didn't really know anything about my life, just what he sees through the riding. He's always followed me.
Yeah.
I gave him the whole rundown from the drinking to the injuries, where I'm currently at. I was still living in LA working for this dude and telling him I want to do this again. Like, I'm healthy. I'm sober. I just want to like see what I can, you know, I'm not doing it trying for money, but I just want to like ride how I used to and take it seriously. And I'm aware that I have a really great skill set. Like, this is the one thing I'm super good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just, I just don't want to take it for granted.
And he was just like,
thank you so much for being so open. Like, he didn't ask, you know, and I just gave him basically my whole life story. And, he's just like, thank you for being so open. And he's a very religious dude. And he pretty much was like, you know, God is telling me to work with you essentially. And he's like, and I don't question that. And he's like, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm so grateful for him. Like, we have tons of awesome things in the world. Like a
guiding light.
100%. And it's not even just riding related. Just, I can call him for anything. And
he's a dude that started Ethica, right?
Yeah. And now he sold it. He's out of that and he started Mended. It's another underwear company. But it's not like just, he's doing like moto gear. And because he has the most insane connection. He's connected to everybody. Yeah. He's huge in the moto scene. He started with that. I don't know if you've ever seen Mini Warriors from back. They were like the OG like moto movies that would showcase the upcoming, like all the current pros or even guys who are already retired. It was like videos of them when they were like 12. And he would like go around and interview. He was so ahead of his time with just like the interviewing and the meeting people and kind of social media before social media.
I mean, I think like when I hear the word like mended, you know, it kind of fits like you in a certain way too. So it lines up in that.
Yeah.
In
that it's just, he's got so many great ideas. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I don't want to like talk too much because it's still like in the works of everything happening. But yeah, like I ride for mended. That's like my one. And then Dennis is working with them too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, I mean, it was just that. It's just whole like thing.
The market thing.
He basically just made he wanted to spark market up again. He's like, I love what you guys used to do there. Can I make a glove, like a collab glove? I was like, yeah, just messing with it. And he sent me these gloves that are just like amazing. And I was like, what do I do with these? He's like, just sell them. You could have the profit. And I was like, you're the man.
He's the man.
And so I was like, well, Tyler, you're like doing stuff with mended. So
dude, I mean,
we're going to get those on the site and then he's going to sell them. We're going to get Tyler the profit.
I mean, he has to be, I mean, I don't know his deal, but Ethico is a huge company. He sold it. So he has to be fairly, you know, planted financial wise. Yeah, so then he can, it's I mean, so cool know, when you get somebody. Yeah. I mean,
he's got other companies too. He's got like a child supplement company.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, he's just tapped. He's a doer. Yeah. He's one of the smartest people I've ever spoken to in my life. His brain works like he just gets going on the phone and it's like I can see his mind just working, gears turning.
Yeah. And it's one thing when you have those idea guys, but it seems like he can activate on it,
anything I need. Like I've been trying to get blood work done for a while because I've been something super random, but like I damaged my pituitary gland from one of my head injuries. So I take testosterone. I've been on that for like 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like a really small amount to mimic normal. But yeah, I was like, I need to get this sorted. And it's like 5 seconds later, I'm in this group message with the doctor and it's free.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like something that would have cost me $1,000 out of pocket. He's like, hey, this is my guy, Tyler. He's a good dude. Take care of him.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But that, and then it's been like 10 other things.
Yeah.
Getting me hooked up with like Dickies pants and just like random
connection.
Just Rolodex, anything. Yeah. It's so cool. And I'm so, so grateful for him.
That's awesome. So, I feel like let's circle back. I feel like let's talk about, did you get on Red Bull at Dreamline?
No, it was being talked about then. I kind of knew it was going to happen.
The New Mexico one?
It was a random...
like a graffiti container.
Yeah, it was in...
BMX event.
It was I shot that one. That's when you got on Red Bull?
Was in Houston, right?
Yeah.
It was like Hucker's thing.
Yeah,
like it was Hucker like... Hucker and Druzer.
And it was we like were like jumping in, inside thing. Of trash cans. Yeah.
It's like a flopped Red Bull event.
It was kind of weird. That might be...
It was like they didn't really promote that one because they're like, this is not...
There was video from it. I don't know how you'd find it.
Fuzzy Hall. It was like that era of Red Bull.
Yeah, I know I can find the photos because the photos are on
there.
40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has anything to do with me getting my helmet in this, but that was so random. Oh, my God. I can barely even remember. It's Urban Rhythm.
Urban Rhythm.
Morgan Wade was there. Shout out to Hucker. I love Hucker so much. That was actually really fun.
It was a sick event.
Uh-huh.
Cocoa. It just seemed like it was meant to be like one of these like local events.
It was more just like a art like culture thing. You're so crazy. Who's that guy?
That was the graffiti artist.
Okay, I was like, why?
That's Drew. There you are.
Helmet. Yeah. So like, I started the event with a normal helmet, and like, Drew came up to me and just like,
all right.
Grab my helmet. He's like, what do you think of this thing? And I'm like, oh, it's sick. You should try it. And I'm not thinking he's already got a Red Bull helmet on. I'm like, yeah, it's a good helmet. You should try it. And he just like booted it across the ramps. And I was like, why did you do that? And then like, he was like, boop, Red Bull helmet right behind his back. It was really cool.
That's cool.
I didn't know because my mom signed the contract for me.
Did they film it or anything though?
Yeah, that's I don't know.
There's footage of it somewhere.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because that I don't remember that because I was there. And
yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well,
when he's telling the story, I'm like,
we're doing so much stuff, and you're
probably like already editing this video.
Yeah,
I don't think I know. I was shooting photos for Red Bull. This was Yeah, this is it.
I feel like, oh man, I do remember that tune, Bar Rides Through the City. Yeah, I totally forgot about this too. Someone asked me if I'd been to Houston the other day, and I was like, no.
No.
Yep, I have.
Too funny. It's funny how much when you've done a lot of stuff, and then it's like,
especially these quick little like 2 day things.
This was like 1 or 2 days.
Dude, in a hotel, that dude looks like that looks like Daniel Sandoval's dad.
He, I can see the Sandoval resemblance for sure.
Yeah, I remember it was raining and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you got on Red Bull, but that skips a lot of things because before that, you know, it was like the market era.
Yeah.
Then you got right on Haro, then Demolition.
Damn,
and then
my timeline's way off. Yeah.
Was I? No, I didn't get on Haro till I was already on Red Bull.
So it was all around that same year.
Yeah, because I'm still on a red line frame right there. Ooh, that was nice. I haven't done that in a long time.
That was nice too.
Aaron Ross.
There he is. That's a nice helmet too.
Ah, flip whip out of the dumpster. Man, I should try that again.
Got to find a dumpster.
Too funny.
Oh, this is
so how does it work when your mom signs the contract?
I don't know. All of a sudden,
Aiken.
Wow, Mikey. Wow, I did not remember that he was there.
That was
what a cool event. I got so many. I think Drew probably, it was like his pick of who he wanted out or something.
Probably Drew and Hucker.
Oh my god, that could go so wrong if you get all weird up there.
Nothing like Drew's ramp riding.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying at Swamp Fest, like, you know, the pirate ship that everyone was trying tricks on, it was like a big sub.
Oh yeah,
very mediocre to Drew. Like, it was scary. Oh, yeah. I was riding it and like I was gonna try something and I'm like, why am I doing this? I hadn't even rode yet.
That to Drew is like a
he would have made a absolute joke out of it, and the whole place was going nuts. For anyone, Michael Barfoot jammed it, and it was like the craziest thing.
People were tweaking.
I literally kept saying like, prime Drew would have shut this shit down.
He whipped a manual to turn down like a 20-foot sub.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Dude. Guy's a submaster.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I guess you have nothing, you know, like, I don't know. I always think about money is like, is it like, do they present it to your mom and be like, this is what we're going to pay. It's not negotiable.
They didn't pay me nothing that first contract.
Okay.
Like, all right. It was like 10 grand for the year. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not 18 yet. Have the parents sign it.
Rickani kind of said the same thing.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
And I know that, I mean, I don't know how it works for obviously like Schecklers and stuff. Different story. But like, I know Red Bull is like the lower paying sponsor out of the Monster and Rockstar. Yeah. But it comes with so many perks.
Yeah.
I got a $300,000 spine surgery that I didn't pay a dime for.
That's,
you know, like,
I got kind of like put you on and they're like, you're on, we're gonna put money into you.
In
they invest
just give
you too much money
for sure.
Like, let's just blow you up.
Yeah, they had like, yeah, that surgery, you know, that was and it was like one of the newest types of surgeries available at the time, like top of the end. But but then my next contract, it was like quadrupled. I think it went to like 40,000 or something.
All right. Gets a little more real
because I signed with Ryan Runke as my agent.
All right.
And he worked at Red Bull. So he kind of knew the ins and outs, and then he wasn't with Red Bull anymore, but he was my agent.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to get that
you a proper amount.
And then I ended up switching to Brad Lusky.
Okay.
Are you still with Brad? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he got me, and then it went up again.
Okay.
And yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Source BMX.
Officially the world's biggest shop.
They run one of the best jams of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a distro in America and in England, so they are worldwide.
And one in Germany.
And one in Germany now. They're just growing and growing. They have one of maybe the sickest team in BMX now all of a sudden.
And they have I think this feature is pretty incredible on the site, is the bike builder. You can go in here. You can build it off of Pro's bikes. They have Smiley's bike. They have Stark, Garrett Reynolds. They got Rayford, Mills, and then, you know, Kink build if you're looking to do that. Custom BSD build, street, park, trail. And then you go ahead and go in here and you can modify it and change your frame
out.
Cool.
So their website is high tech.
It literally is.
That's
so
cool.
You go ahead.
They got everything. So if you don't got a bike shop with everything right by you, here's your online bike shop. They deliver all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So best prices, best deals in every part.
Shout out to Source BMX for sponsoring the podcast and being a huge supporter of Our BMX from the beginning.
Since day one.
Yeah. And now a word from...
It's kind of crazy that my dad broke his bike.
He broke it?
And he rebuilt it.
Yeah, that happened.
I did do that. So shout out to Source, shout out to Woodward, shout out to Dale, shout out to Cannon Appleby and his busted nose.
Thank you guys for supporting
the
podcast.
Shut up, you.
Jeez.
All right. Thank you, Bug. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. That's bye. Good. And then so at the peak, it was like Haro, Red Bull, Osiris is still a thing. Oh, no, Vans.
Switched. Yeah. I never got paid from Osiris. It was like talks, but they were already kind of like Devin was having issues with it, I think. Excuse me. And then, I mean, getting on Haro, I think, kind of like kickstarted that because Colin was, he was the TM then, yeah. And then I started getting shoes, and then, like, I feel like very quickly they sent me a deal.
It was probably within 1 year you went from making like nothing to
pretty much
six
nothing.
Figures.
I made a little bit from Redline, and I made. Yeah, it was just Redline.
Then all of a sudden, you're pro on like one
Red
of the biggest
Bull,
frame companies,
Red Bull,
biggest
Vans,
shoe company, Red Bull. Yeah,
my three like dream sponsors.
all
there was nothing else I could.
Did you listen to the Rick Haney podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how he talked about just kind of this rapid onset of money and then you not like appreciate, you can't appreciate it because it comes so quickly, I guess.
I mean, I appreciated it, but I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
I didn't really have guidance. I mean,
yeah,
it would have been really smart.
Never listen to me. That was the one thing you didn't copy me on.
Yeah, for sure.
You liked all the other stuff and the money stuff. You're like,
it was fun. I had never I didn't really grow up with money, and like my family didn't grow up with any money, and it was cool. I was like, I would always ask my mom like, can I buy? I'm like, should I buy this? She's like, should you? No. Can you? I'm not going to tell you no. It's your money, and you worked for it.
I mean, that's wise.
And like, and I
good
was
enough for me.
I was. I said, yep. Yeah. I'm like, all right, let's do it. But it was just dumb stuff, like paying dumb amounts of rent money, and then like, I got a couple of cars. And
I was like the car thing. My wife and I talk about it all the time because we grew up, you know, poor, essentially, relatively poor, and for us, like, the car is like. It matters to us because
that's
we didn't
what
have
it
that
did.
Growing
like,
up.
It felt so good because you spend so much time in a car. Like, it's no excuse. It's still just at the end of the day, it's a material possession.
Yeah.
The car that I have now, it's like a 2006 Toyota Highlander.
Now you're living like it does
the same.
There you go. Yeah. This took 10 years.
Yeah. it does the same thing, but
at that time you had that Camaro
that he won.
No, I won a Subaru.
You won a Subaru.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I bought that Camaro for a tax write-off, to be honest.
Yeah. See, I didn't.
Real quick, I was like, my dad's like, you need to buy something real fast. I was like,
yeah.
The car drove by in the back of the trailer, and I was like, I'll get one of those. And then I sold it right away, too. So that was the dumbest thing I ever bought, but I didn't lose money on it.
Hey, and then you still got to see it all the time. John Bull didn't.
Yeah,
he bought
it. I raced it. I got a shitload of tickets. Almost got my license taken away. So I did fuck up with money on one
a little
thing.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that part. So.
Yeah, he's like, I like the nice car.
So the
thing.
first car was the Mercedes or an M5?
Yeah, it was the M5.
The M5, yeah.
Yeah, that thing was nasty.
Yeah, I think.
Tyler was so fucking crazy, dude. I drove with you one time. I never drove with you again. And then ever. I was like, I'm never driving
with
you
again. Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't get in the car.
Dude, and then like he'd have his bike on the rack and we'd be leaving a spot and he'd be like, I'll meet you wherever. And he'd be behind or whatever, and he would just come through traffic. It just looks so insane. And I'm like, how did
you
not
can
get
see my bike on the roof too?
Yeah. Like normally fast cars just disappear, but it's like you've seen him until like the horizon. Just like, how did you not get 1,000 tickets?
I've never had a ticket to this.
That's insane.
And I drove. Yeah.
You drove it crazier than I've ever seen.
So I just
buried the speedometer. I did like 196 in it.
You just step on 96.
I think it did like 210 is what it said, but I almost...
So just to nail home the story that Dennis said, there's at least twice where I was on the freeway and you would, we were not together at all, and you would shoot by me.
Well, yeah,
going 120 or something like that.
It was Matt Red. It looked like a crayon going down the street.
And you never got a ticket.
And I was literally like, "Oh, that's Tyler."
I got pulled over leaving La Mesa one time.
He was with you?
No, no, we were not together. He was just, I was always on the freeway, and he was going 120 past me.
Always drove over like at least 120, like 120. It's just so fun, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel.
I don't drive. It's crazy. I don't drive.
That's why I got rid of that fast car I had, because I was like, when you're going 80, you're like put.
Yeah,
you want to go fast because it's fun.
And in my car going 80, it feels like you're doing 120. Yeah. Like
80's like calm down.
Yeah, those cars are just built so well. 120.
They want to go 100.
I could be like no hands on the wheel, like doing 100, and it's driving.
So you said you got pulled over one time.
Yeah, one time leaving La Mesa to go back to like, I think my Bankers Hill spot at the time, but. Yeah, I got pulled over doing like 106, I think he clocked me at. And
he let you go?
I've been pulled over a couple times, and I've gotten let go every time. I just am like, he was basically like, what the fuck?
You're a fucking
idiot. Was like 2 a.m. I had Kodak. Kodak was like this big still in the front seat. And I was like, I have no excuse. It's 2 a.m. There's no one on the road.
I'm not drunk.
I'm 18 and this car is fucking sick. And
the cop's like, "That's I wish I had that car."
Yeah,
that's he's like, "I appreciate your honesty." I've just always been honesty's like, brutally. It sometimes doesn't work. Sometimes you're an idiot and you deserve this. But the like 2 or 3 cops I've gotten, it's the same thing. I'm like, I have no excuse. I'm sorry. There's nobody on the road, and I was just letting loose.
I have a similar. I've had the same. Like,
he's like, "Don't do it again."
Over 100, and I was driving home from.
And that's like, enough to lose your license, right? That's 30 over is reckless driving, I think.
I mean, over 100 for sure. Yeah. So crazy. That's so funny. And then so M5, and then you had the Mercedes, which was fast as well, that I'm thing, sure.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little slower, but it was more like luxury.
Why'd you get rid of the M5?
Because once those cars hit 100,000 miles, they start like BMW. It's just a money pit.
Yeah.
Like the computer system went out in it, and it was like $2,500 to fix.
Yeah.
I just didn't need it. Yeah. And then I bought motorcycles from the freaking crotch rocket I bought.
Oh my God. And then he was doing the same shit on a crotch rocket.
Like, that thing did.
I hit 200 on this.
It did 100 in, I think it did like 102 in first gear.
That thing was so, I was like, there
it
he
was
goes.
The fastest. Like, he at made the through time. The
car thing. And now he's got the, like, now you're like in a, bullet.
Yeah, I die. Bullet. You die.
No. Yeah.
You die for sure. That
you die in the car.
But you heard the other motorcycles people in like, the process.
Yeah.
The car.
That I think I remember saying that. I was like, well, now at least he doesn't hurt anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you got something you could drive this is crazy without putting anyone else.
I got
in
rid
danger.
Of that one because it was like it scared me.
It actually scared
it's
you.
So crazy.
That scared me. That scared everyone.
It was
we were
the
all
fastest
like,
street legal bike in the world.
Was it an R6 or something?
No, it was a S1000 RR. It was a BMW.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was a 1000cc motorcycle. Yeah.
It was.
How long did you have that? That wasn't too long lived.
Less than a year. Six months.
Yeah. Doing wheelies and shit on it?
Trying. It's really just getting from here to Nakoa in like 15 minutes.
I think I remember I putted it down my street and I was like,
it's oh my nasty. God.
Just playing like letting the clutch off. You're like, oh,
I couldn't.
It's like if you flick your wrist,
it's a
bing.
Machine. It's a bullet.
It's
a bullet.
If I was like into blip the throttle and just like shoot,
yeah, it would shoot up into the sky. Yeah.
Well, I honestly wanted it because like I would see all these videos, like guys put their GoPro on and get in front of cops and then just take off. So I was like doing that a bunch because they can't catch you. It's impossible.
And that's injury too. That you go from that Tyler to like doing all these tricks you want, scaring yourself, traveling to like injuries.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like the first time since you've been a little ever that that neck injury thing put you on hold.
It was like on and off for like years.
And then all of a sudden you're like, you started climbing bridges. You started putting
GoPros on. Yeah, that was another thing. When I was bored, I would go like hang off buildings and climb bridges. What's that bridge that had the spot?
The
riding spot under
in San Diego.
That one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like go GoPro myself.
On. It's right by that. Yeah. Like the same canyon.
Yeah. Just by myself, go climb that, hang off it one hand. And then I hung off the balcony at the Danny Way, that video.
Oh, yeah.
People love that
one. This is it, it's over.
Yeah. Let go. Like if I slip, it's all over.
Yeah.
That was really reckless. That was 6.
It's funny looking at it now, because you can see all that was just to make up for what the love of riding.
Yeah, like I said, like
riding did all that for you. You lost riding, and you're like, I got to climb bridges. I got to party. I got to fucking make up for what that. You can just go to a skate park and get that session, and now you're like, I'm good.
Yeah,
Pretty awesome.
I kind of had that realization the other day when I was in Florida. I was trying that clip where I like hopped the rail and landed on the deck of the mini and then bar into the fence. I was like really, I was scared to hop the rail because the rail was really tall and really close. And I was scared. I just kept picturing myself clipping it and going over the bars. But I was having a really hard day, like mentally. Just, I was just super anxious. I was ready to get out of Florida and I just did not feel good. Yeah, this clip. Yeah, I just kept picturing clipping it and seeing it now is fine, but.
I love that clip. It was so you.
I was going to say this was the first clip where it's like, you're not riding street yet, you know?
Yeah.
But this one was like, he's ready.
That's a street.
Yeah. He's ready. Yeah. Because
I just haven't been in the streets.
Like talent, tech, skate park. And this one was like, oh, yeah, he can be in the streets now.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got your man muscle because when we used to ride together, you would have never thrown the bars into that fence. Now you can like, now you're like a whole different
human. It. And I'm like, I took it and I was like, oh, that was sick. And then I'm like, I throw the bars in there.
Oh yeah.
That's something like even little Tyler in your prime wouldn't have done. I don't think.
Yeah. You definitely got to be strong to like get that in there. Real quick. It's nice. I was telling him on the phone the other day, like, I don't really like work out or anything, but I just kind of grew up and now it's like riding's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, just like tail whips like, and stuff. Like I can actually do a hop whip. I can do hop switch whips and stuff that I never used to be able to do, but unless I sent myself down a big stair set using gravity.
Yeah. You were a pro as like a kid. Now you can be a pro as a man. It's like a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, but back to my point of that clip, like I was having a really hard day mentally and just like so in my head, super anxious. And then like, scared myself the rest of the day it was fine and then that just you know it showed that's what I've done my whole life like I'm living on like I have to like it's lame sounds living on the edge like all day I do it in my car I do it on the motorcycle I go party and go hang off the balcony and piss everyone off and but it made me feel good made me feel alive because I mean, otherwise then I'm just like trapped in my mind it's weird it's just like gotta get that get scared and then get over it, and it feels like an accomplishment.
Like, is there a fear? Like, I don't know if it's a weird question, but like, is there a fear of death at all? Like, hanging off a balcony?
I don't. I'm not scared of.
But you trust yourself.
I'm not scared of death. Yeah. No, I'm not scared of death, but I'm scared to be alive and be like a vegetable.
Yeah,
I'm way more fearful of that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't. I'm not. I'm ready to die. Like it's just part of it. It's not something that scares me.
Yeah,
I think living. And being in a bad state of mind is way more scary.
Yeah.
Like having to go through, you know, that's why like mental health stuff is so important because when it's really bad, you feel like you're living in a hell all the time. You're like on earth, but you feel like you're living, you're trapped in this crazy world in your head. And like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So.
Sobriety's got to really help that
for sure.
Yeah,
that's just the clarity.
Clouding,
the clarity. For
that's
sure.
What sucks when you see someone you know they're going through something shitty and they're just fucking putting shit in their bodies that's just making it worse every day. You're like, oh, step one, stop that.
Yeah,
you know, on the outside, it's so
but it's so hard because when you're doing it, you know, it's like my relief.
It's helping,
and it's helping.
But really, it's every day helping. It's compounding.
And then it's harder to stop, harder to, then it takes like a month to feel even somewhat normal. Like that after the last time I drank, it was like a month of like, and I feel so bad. I'm like, it affects me so much. I used to be able to go to Simple Session, stay up till 2 a.m. then go ride and do halfway decent. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, if I even have one night, it's going to take me a week to feel somewhat normal on my bike.
Yeah.
It's just so not worth it.
Yeah. But when you're like, so you mentioned Danny Way. So Danny Way was the one that filmed the hanging off the balcony. Mm-hmm. How do you, what's surrounding hanging off the balcony? So you said you were partying and you do that. How do you end up partying with Danny Way hanging off the balcony?
I met Danny at Jacob's house.
Okay.
He used to hang out at my neighbor's.
I mean,
his neighbor thing is like way crazier than anybody thinks.
Yeah. It was full, like anybody could
the hottest
walk
girls
the
in
door.
Southern California. Danny Way would just be there. It's like, and these were the guys I just happened to move next to.
It was
so weird. It was
It was like actual like supermodels like we're coming from LA like all the time and it was just fun.
And not the same not really the same cool. supermodels and, like what do you actually do? Like oh you make a shitload of money cuz you're hot.
And I was like really young, cute kid and they all wanted a piece of me. But I met Danny there and then we connected super hard. I mean, we were both intoxicated, but I thought it was going to be like one of those things like, this is Danny Way. Like,
yeah.
we're never going to talk again. Yeah. He gave me his number. The very next day, he's like, hey, he lived in like Leucadia or something, super crazy mansion. But he was like, come over. Let's hang out. I went over and he like showed me just everything. We hung out and then built this crazy bond. I ended up spending more time with Danny than like anybody else for a pretty solid like year or two.
That's
like,
crazy.
He would be calling me and it still would be like
a trip.
Fuck Danny. Calling me to like talk about like normal, like relationship advice. Like he was going through something and like, not to get too into details, but just stuff like that, you know, like we were boys and then, yeah, and then we were party boys. And
I mean, he had a pretty public battle with substance
abuse, for sure. Too, yeah, right? Yeah.
So
yeah, he was going through. Was it that before?
Was that after?
He was. He's really got a strong-minded person. Like he'd be like, "I'm done, totally cold turkey, sober." But yeah, but then I was with him through times of like, I don't know if it was like he was having issues with it, but he definitely was like partying. Yeah. I think he's still
another guy just like Jacob though, where it was like endless money. So it's hard to
he's
be like
set. He's set, dude. Like he doesn't.
I don't know. I want to speak for anybody.
Yeah, same, money. Same. Yeah. I don't want
to
do that.
But they're not waking up to go to work, so they're like,
yeah.
Do I want to just party for a month?
Like, he's got money. His money is making money.
Yeah.
Thing. Like while he sleeps, he's making money. So, and then, but yeah, that was a super crazy chapter that I was hanging out with him all the time. And that was some of the best times too.
And then, I mean, Leticia, I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know how to say her name.
Buffoni.
Yeah. Like, is that, how does that, I'm just so random. From my perspective, it's like you and I weren't talking at that point and it's like not anything bad, obviously,
I was
but
just
like,
doing my thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, he's got the same color wrapped car as Leticia. Is he dating Leticia?
Everyone thought that.
And then the people were like, no, he lives with her.
So I met her. Red Bull does like a athlete summit thing every year. They get all the North American athletes together. And they flew us all out to Willie Nelson's ranch.
Okay.
So random. So cool. But she was there and we just
bongs like, full of Red Bull again.
Yeah. We just connected, bonded pretty heavy. And she was like, you should move to LA. And I was like, I don't really like LA. And also, I don't know where I would live. I don't really want to like spend all that money. And she's like, live with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, thought it was a joke. She's like, no, really. Like, I want a roommate. So then that was the plan. And then I was like, I'm wrapping my car purple. And she's like, I want to wrap my car purple. It was pretty cool. It was a time where we're just like driving around in six sports cars. And it was a fun, it didn't last very long. She ended up like wanting a lot more money for rent than I was willing to, especially like,
you didn't necessarily want to be in LA. Either.
I didn't want to be there. It was just like a cool opportunity. I'm not bummed I did it. I had a skate park in the backyard and I was like another little story to add to my book. I lived with Leticia, one of the sickest female skateboarder in the world.
Yeah.
And got to, you know, and then I got to meet a bunch of people. I was like hanging out with Nigel all the time and it was just super
dating her best friend for like a year ended up that.
That's right, dude.
Oh,
yeah, he started talking to some girl.
Right when you moved out, I like became hanging out there. I'm like, fuck. Like,
well, yeah, he started talking to some girl and I'm like, he sees me on this girl's story because it was her best friend. She's over at the house. She was like filming me ride the mini ramp.
Yeah.
And then,
weird enough through all those connections. But then you moved out and I'm like, now I'm, where the fuck's Tyler?
Yeah, it was going to be sick because I was like, hell yeah,
you
lived
there. This is cool.
Yeah,
funny story.
It didn't end up working.
Any of those things like purely positive? Like a positive, besides like, it seems like there was partying around that stuff. Was like, was there enabling, I guess, of like substance stuff? Or was it like, you're drinking the entire time, right?
Even in that time, I didn't really.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I was pretty on it when I was living with her because we were going to Red Bull in the morning together to like work out and drank a little bit, but it wasn't
okay. Yeah.
You would never see me with like a beer in the middle of the day or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Like how it ended up getting, but, yeah, it was good.
Crazy, like bounce around, you know,
bounced.
And then wait, isn't there a funny Nigel story?
Oh yeah. That is a good one. I wasn't going to bring that up, but
I think it's hilarious.
No, it is cool. So it was, they threw a party at at Leticia's house for, I think it was David Loy's birthday or something. Mm-hmm. But everyone, that whole crew came over, Boo Johnson, Nija, like all those dudes. And,
cool skaters,
like the cool club,
LA
club
skateboarding.
And I was already, obviously I was there, it was my house. I was riding before everyone showed up, and then it slowly is turning into a party and it's more people, and then everyone's drinking and I just was still riding. I wasn't drinking at all. And then people started calling shit out for me to do. I was doing flares and like jumped off the roof into the quarter, and and I just was like getting all weird. Like, it's just getting jealous. Like, he's the center of attention. Because after it all was done, I asked Letitia, I'm like, what was that about? Like, why was he? She's like, he's the center of attention. He doesn't like when he's not. Yeah. And he wasn't skating. And he called me out. He's like, yeah, I bet you won't jump off the roof to flat. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, fuck you, dude. Jump up there. I just like nollie-barred off the roof to flat. Right. Boom, right. Everyone's like, oh my God. Like, everyone's, all these drunk skaters are screaming, bunch of girls and stuff. And then he's like, acts like I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then he says something to me. I don't know how he worded it, but it was something along the lines of like, that was sick, but like, there's this dude who did this roof to rail that I saw. And then he names the school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're talking about me right now. And he's like, he was trying to like, because everyone was listening to our conversation.
He's trying to put you down.
He was trying to shame me and make me feel like I'm not that good. It was so weird. Such a weird conversation. He tries to shut me down with the comment about someone doing a roof to rail, some amazing bike rider that he saw.
Yeah.
But he's talking about me to my face.
Couldn't have been any more perfect.
And I was, yeah. Oh, dude, that was like the best feeling ever. I'm like, you're talking about me. He's like, no way. And I'm like, I mean, was he wearing a Red Bull helmet? And then I was like, I forget, at the time I remembered the school name.
Crawford.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, Crawford. Like, I'm like, yeah, that was me. Yeah. And he just like had nothing.
Did he give you like, all right, we're homies, I got nothing?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, you're cool as fuck, it was dude. No, we ended up being,
it's like, cool. I'm taller than you.
Yeah, it ended up being cool, but it was just like,
I fucked everyone.
I didn't even know there was that much to it. I heard it was just a funny thing. He's like, oh, you're killing it, but like, here's the shit you need to be doing.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was like that. Like, yeah. Dude, there's this guy who's doing crazy shit. Like, he's jumping.
Yeah, showed him a clip of him.
Like, and then I'm like, yeah, that's me. Thank you for the compliment.
Rare times does that ever
happen. Yeah, like that would never happen. Yeah. And he set himself up for that one. And there was, everyone was standing around us listening to this back and forth.
Like, jump off the roof after you already did all this sick, boom, do it. You still need to be doing these roof to rails.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, but you're not jumping on rails. And I'm like, that was me, bitch.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a fun story. But no, but then we were cool. We ended up going out that night. And yeah. He's definitely, I mean, I get it. He's the most famous skateboarder in the world. So he's very like clicky and doesn't let people in his circle. Because
people treat you like a celebrity.
Everybody fanboys you super hard.
That's a real, like a fucking B-list celebrity of the whole world.
For sure. Know? Yeah.
I did nothing, obviously, on a bike that would ever be impressive to him. But I was shooting photos for
my, I don't know.
Shooting photos.
Those crashes.
Yeah, those crashes.
I was
going to
say, he'd probably be like, holy shit, watch those.
I was shooting photos for Monster for Skate at X Games. And I like introduced myself and there was three skaters. And it was like the Nija interaction was like absolutely not fun at all, you know, and the other dudes were super cool and nice. Oh, nice to meet you. And Nigel,
he doesn't even go in the athlete lounge at X Games because he's famous to every single person at X Games. Yeah. He's like, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy level, you know. And there is
where you're like, the truth. Athlete lounge is like, oh, it's a bunch of like big time athletes at X Games, you know, they're all hanging out, but he's probably like, I'm gonna just go buy my own lunch because I don't want to,
shit. He's got his tight crew, and that's cool. I respect it.
He's big time,
but he ended up being cool. Like, Letitia, like, literally was like, I watched her call. She goes, look, this is my roommate.
Yeah.
Like, he lives with me. You need to chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's cool.
He's cool. He's accepted, basically. Like, and then I hung out for a couple months and then I was like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
These aren't my friends.
Like, yeah.
It was a cool experience, but I'm like trying to make them my friends in a way. That's not fun.
I mean, it sounds like you had to prove yourself. Yeah. Constantly.
They put, they're like testing me.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you had like a little crew of like 10 bike riders.
I didn't know anybody. And we were in like, she lived in a really weird area.
Deep valley.
Not
it's like East County of LA.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like so far away from everything.
I did not like that.
Yeah. I could see that.
You went to the house, right?
Oh, yeah. Shitload of times.
Yeah. That was fun.
Tell a story, guys. No, I'm still
kidding. Can I go?
Yeah.
I got freaking.
I ain't got no stories.
All right. Little bathroom break there. We are back. And then, back. So you talked about the neck injury. as that seems to be like a turning point.
Yeah.
In a couple ways. What was there one crash?
Nope.
No.
I think it was just jumping to flat like hundreds and if not thousands of times over the years. And I can't remember when it like first started happening. It was just like always kind of an issue and like it sucks because it's kind of happening again right now and I'm tripping.
Yeah.
It's not the disc. I'm worried that when I knock my teeth out, I might have shifted something, but I think it's just like a pinched nerve right now. But I know when it got super serious, I had was about to go to, a Vans bowl contest or something. And I drove up to Woodward by myself to just go get a little like 1-2 day training session. And within 5 minutes of riding, like my neck completely just locked up. And I called Red Bull right away and then got in like the next day. They're sick. They're on it. Got in and then, he was like, you needed surgery like a year ago. I don't know how you're even, it was just the disc was blown to pieces.
Really?
That's my C5, C6. So they went in through my throat right here.
So that's what that scar is from.
And they pulled the disc out and then it's like a 3D printed like titanium and rubber disc that they put in.
I did not know that.
So then
the Unclick podcast was before the surgery because you didn't talk. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so hard to remember, but I think it was right before.
Yeah.
Or maybe right after.
So when you say you go into Red Bull, do they even like, because it's Santa Monica office, do they have a facility there?
They have, it's called Disc. The place is called Disc. And I worked with this guy, Dr. Bray. I actually called them the other day and they never called me back. Because I was thinking like, you know, it was paid for by Red Bull and maybe they'd be like, oh, like we take care of you guys forever. I just wanted to get it looked at again. Because he told me that if anything ever happened, which he almost guaranteed it wouldn't, he's like, you can just go back in, take the rubber out, and put a new one in.
Yeah.
Like a freaking car part.
Yeah, very simplification of something super gnarly. Yeah.
But
you forgot the 100 grand part.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, it was, and then like the recovery was super chill from that. Like 10 minutes out of surgery, I could move my neck better than I could before.
Crazy.
And I had just, had opened my whole throat and,
and so Red Bull literally covered everything for that.
I didn't pay.
That's incredible.
Not a single dollar.
Yeah.
And they documented the whole thing. Like they filmed it all. And
crazy.
Yeah. And then I haven't had, that was 6 years ago, I think now. And I haven't had any issues since up until recently. Like the day before I flew to Florida, I was just riding. And I'm just,
like, how long after the teeth slam was the flying to Florida? A couple weeks? Too long after, was it?
It's like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Yeah. I think it was like 2 weeks. Yeah. I started riding
that,
like
we should go after that slam on your Instagram. Like that's a neck blaster.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's
just tweak your neck in general.
That's what I'm thinking. Cause like,
and then you started,
I didn't ride for a few weeks, but then I was riding pretty hard. Once I did start riding, I was riding every day.
Well, that's usually like the back neck shit. Like something does it. And then you think you're okay, like an accident, and then you start riding hard, and then your muscles all go, and then it's like, oh, like
I know what hurt it. Like when I went to that National City Park, and I was trying truck manual three, and I had like a couple of those, like trying to get that three out. I was like throwing my neck as hard as manual three. And it wasn't, I did it perfect, and then like I just felt it tighten up, and within 10 minutes, it was like,
once the adrenaline went away.
Couldn't even move it. And then it was like, I flew to Florida the very next day. Was like walking around the airport like this. Took me like, probably didn't ride for a week after getting there. And then people don't realize it because I was still putting out clips the whole time I was there. But I would like ride for like 3 days, get a clip, not ride for 3 days.
Yeah.
Just to like keep trying to stay on it with the footage.
But, crazy. And then what was the recovery time was pretty quick after the surgery.
It was like I wore a neck brace for a month or so, but like it was more what I started going to physical therapy and like I had to learn to strengthen these muscles right here. Cause when the doctor watched videos of me riding to see like, he's like, okay, this makes sense. Every time I landed, my neck was giving out and just like crunching the disc back here.
Yeah.
So I had to learn to like kind of like retrain myself to ride, especially like bulls, because you're always like, that's the one thing that kind of messes with my neck still. So you're always like looking up. You're in the bottom of the bowl. So like,
you know, you see those like F1 drivers where they like do the neck exercises because, yeah, dude, because they have the G's. So boxers, like,
that's what I'm going to try and start doing is like, honestly, I just want to like bulletproof this thing.
Yeah.
Let it calm. Yeah. It's almost feeling decent. So I wanted to calm down and then just kind of go hard with the try and build as much muscle as I can.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I'm supposed to start working with this personal trainer here soon too. And just kind of, I just want to build my foundation, and it's mostly injury prevention. And also, you know, stronger you are, the easier everything kind of is.
Yeah.
Let's, we'll just talk while we watch this a little bit too. I feel like
this is a good time.
This is nine years ago.
This is the best times ever.
Yeah.
So much fun. Baby.
The salad days.
Salad days?
Yeah, it's like the term of like the good old days.
I've never heard
this. Was like after Market Zero, and we're like, all right, we're getting this young blood. We're going to get Market just going crazy. All of a sudden, it started like worldwide. We're selling shit. And then we shut it down. Felt bad. Tyler was like, you know, you're on, we're doing this. And then I kind of just like freaked out. Freaking, and I was like, I got to pull the plug.
Tattooed my hand for you guys.
And you tattooed everything. I know. For nobody. So at least we got that.
But yeah, you brought, so the first time you came into San Diego, was Dennis bought the ticket? Is that what you said?
The first time, like, I think I got you a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
And it was like, just stay. And the plan was like, I told everyone
likes me.
Because everyone at first was like, you don't put people on Market, you know?
And just like, like, especially someone from another state
that nobody knew. I think I just talked to you on the phone maybe and heard good things about you. Right? Like, I don't know if we really had met. Maybe we like hung out Texas Toast like, a little bit or
not
something.
Not even like.
We kind of said, what's up?
We had like, the first time I had ever seen you in person was at Woodward. You came up. I think you guys were just like drinking Jack and screwing around. Like, I remember seeing
Retrip Whip to Flat.
Yeah, I had
you're sitting dude, there.
I had videos of you for so long. I wish I had that laptop still, but I was like secretly filming your whole thing and just dying, dude. Yeah, like you were getting smoked on the resi.
But, I went with Morello, and we were definitely drinking in the parking lot.
I remember seeing Morello try bar spins over the resi, just like arms in the air. Like,
So that's when I met you. But you were a baby.
But we didn't really even talk. Yeah, you were just doing your thing. And then I remember like Lene had you send a video of saying happy birthday to me. And like,
that's so cute.
Yeah, it is for little baby Tyler. Crazy. Yeah. That was like a really awesome gift for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, let's see what this kid's all about. And everyone's like, let's just bring him out and kind of feel him out. Because at that point, me, Connor, Ronnie, Christian, Jonas.
You guys are very established.
Everyone besides like Rob and Jeff live together for the most part. That's a sick clip.
Such a random. Yeah, that's cool.
Sure. Him coming out though motivated me like crazy. Because I was kind of at a point where I didn't really have anybody besides like the same kind of thing. Where I was watching like Milton Martinez and like I had these skaters that motivated me. But no one really rode like me really in the streets that I could like relate with. And then you came out and I was like, fuck yeah. Like this kid that is part of the crew now, like, is motivating me. This part made me film Caps Lock, I think, or something. Cause I was like in a rut where I was like, like Market Zero didn't really go how I wanted it to go video part wise. And then you were doing all this stuff that I was like, oh my God, like that makes street look so fun to me.
Go fast.
I remember you did the pullback to roof to truck off.
That was one of my favorite clips.
That
dude.
One made me like,
that literally is like,
that is honestly like,
I love
looking
that
back
clip.
On it. That is a sick ass
clip. Dude, if you go to that spot.
That clip made me like fucking want to film another video part. Because I was like, that is what I want to do. Is
that's
find,
the
like,
type, same. That's the type of riding and filming that I want to do now. Is like, I don't need
we
to
We were
do
doing so
that.
Much shit. That was so sick though. I remember I had to leave. I was like, fuck, I gotta leave, dude. That is, we're in NorCal and I bounced.
Died on that one too. I got loose.
There was all those BMX kids randomly there. Remember that? There was like a crew of like random riders. Nothing will ever give that justice.
Nice one to check off the list. Be cool to go back and try and
it's gone.
I was gonna say bar out of it, but
yeah, that was that one footage is this is so crazy too. He did this twice.
So loose. Yeah, I didn't on two different bikes. I didn't like the first one.
You go back a different day?
Yeah, it's like I was on a red line, I think, the first time.
Love that clip too. That hole was just
crazy spot.
That when he did that too, I was like, he knows how to find spots. Like you don't because a lot of times like with new kids, like, I have to show them, do this. But then he found that, and I'm like, I didn't even see
just
that.
Like an eye yeah. for you weird do. Things.
This was like 45 minutes of like everyone together on that. Like, we're all so like with you. Like, well, fuck.
The thing that got me to go is I got a slow leak on the roof. Remember, I'm like, my tire is going flat. I'm like, I'm not fucking coming down.
It was one of those where you were up there for like long enough.
Whose idea was it? Like, it was it?
How did that even come up?
Yeah.
Probably Christian.
I think we were like, let's just go to this school.
Maybe.
And then
I mean, it's a good school.
Christian's filled with good ideas for people. That like are like oh, he'll push you and be like, you got that. You're like,
yeah.
You have to tell him like, no, I don't sometimes. But that one, I could see Christian being
that's
like, you
should like the roof rail. That's what we live for.
Yeah.
That moment.
Yeah.
Right there. Like Chris. After the trick. Is like that feeling, nothing. We're yeah, always always chasing that feeling. Yeah, you're just like on a high. It's so yeah. cool. The natural high.
45 minutes. Just something run ups.
Like I was pretty, yeah.
Like, because well, I was like being setting, up there looking at it. Yeah. Like, until he pulled the trigger.
I got up there minutes. And then I didn't even get down. Remember, I was like, someone go get my helmet.
Yeah. And then it was like, game on. I was like, telling him, he's doing it. I was telling everyone, he's going to do it. Jonas is on the roof with you hanging out. Like, I feel like all of us had went on the roof at one point. Connor was up there filming it with you.
That was a sick one.
Yeah.
All the tricks that have been done on those rails. And then that's like another game changing thing to like look at the roof.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, what? You know.
Was yeah, it too like, was it too perfect though? Like it was it literally like it looks like I mean when you do it flawlessly, it makes it look perfect. But like was it?
It's hard to remember, but I mean I just had that switch. I remember looking at it, I'm like, just go straight.
Yeah.
It's easy, you know. Just I put a little rock there and I'm like, go just to the left of the rock and keep it straight. Don't miss a peg. But yeah it Joey, worked out freaking.
The hell is Joey running from?
Something security.
Joey, it's security.
It's good on you.
Oh, that feeling. I remember that. It's so scary. I was so relieved. It's just blind. You don't see it till you commit.
Yeah.
You can't actually see it. No matter how many run-ups you do, you just got to like. And then when you're going off of it, you're so high above the rail, it looks like you're going to go like past. The
yeah. rail. That's what, if anything, it almost looks like short, you know?
Market was doing so good at that point. We got a cease and assist from Jack Daniels for making those shirts. Like, I actually got really? A letter from Jack Daniels.
That's hilarious. Oh,
instead of being bummed, right. I was like, Jack Daniels is like worried about
they've
us.
They've seen it.
Yeah, what? I think we just kept selling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this video is like part Red Bull, part Redline, part Haro. But I feel like I didn't film for that long. It just all that happened like overnight.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Because I'm in Osiris, Redline, no Red Bull, and then the next like all the rest of the clips are like Vans.
Haro. Oh, I say that a lot. Like some people, it takes so long for all that to happen if it ever does happen. And you were like, it seemed like 3 months every sponsor you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's
while making this part. So after all the sponsors, you like drop that. Yeah. So I was like, we made a good decision.
Yeah.
That's what's cool. Like right now, I'm just like, I'm so hyped on, like nothing's like really like happening fast, but like I know what I want. I know like where what my goals are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mostly just to be consistent on my bike because it keeps me happy, but it's cool. Like it's really only been like 6 months of us like riding, you know, see, I put out a clip almost every single day.
Yeah.
Like that's, I kind of turned that into like my job. Like, all right, I'm going out, I'm getting something, what skate park, whatever, keep myself busy, but like things are happening and it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like, cause I've already done it once, you know, I've done it from absolute ground zero and then got like every sponsor I could have wanted.
Yeah.
And then I lost them all.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to like, doing it again.
It's almost like a, your motivation first is that self therapy and then enjoyment and enjoying what you're doing. And then if that stuff comes back,
if it comes cool, if not, I don't care because well, for one, I'm making it happen right now. As far as I'm not making any money really, but like I'm making it happen.
Yeah.
I got some, I ride for a company called Microdosify. Mm-hmm. It's a mushroom company based out of Canada, but he pays me
cool
pretty decent amount. And not only that, like that's a super cool thing that happened randomly. And he just another thing where he heard my story, really loved it, supported me, and has just kind of been there we've never even met. Yeah. But like we FaceTime all the time, and he's totally the owner of the company. He's just been super supportive.
That's
and,
cool.
And you know, I don't want to talk too much about like mushrooms, whatnot, but it's a, I mean,
yeah. It's a sponsor though.
It's like, it's a sponsor. I just don't know like how that
psychedelic mushrooms.
Yeah. So it's,
you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah. I thought we were going to take one.
I'm down. There, I have them in my bag right there. But yeah, it's called Microdosify, and they're just little capsules. They have gummies too, but they're also cut with lion's mane, which is super good for neurological issues and kind of rebuilding the brain. But that, yeah, that's my only paying sponsor right now. And
oh, cool.
He doesn't ask much of me, and there's still like a fine line on Instagram. You know, you don't.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not really legal.
Don't want to push that and get my Instagram flagged or anything. So
yeah.
I'll do it. I did like a story yesterday and just, I'm just not selling anything. Yeah, it's okay to post things. Yeah. I'm just
there's no discount codes.
Not saying,
You're naturally taking it too. So what easier thing to
it's something endorse. That has truly helped me. I've been meaning to kind of talk about this on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And like, but yeah, it's something that truly helps me, and it's, you know, I'm not tripping. High on something. It just kind of, for me, it helps me slow down, helps me be patient with myself, because that's what happens. I get really in my head and get overwhelmed and just feel like the world is on top of me. Mm-hmm. And it kind of slows me down. I really like taking them before I ride.
Mm-hmm.
Just chill session. It kind of opens, makes it a little more creative. But we got some cool things in the works with that too. I want to do like a sort of like mini documentary style video where I with some writing, but like also just talking about how it's helped me and how he's helped me. But
that's cool. I mean, there's very real cool. There's a bunch of science backing it. It does help.
Oh, it helps in a lot tremendously. Of ways. It's been, because I'm not on any medication. It's been offered and suggested so many times, but I don't take anything. But it's cool to have them backing me.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like this time around with riding. Like,
what's it called?
Microdosify.
They're Canadian. Want to be as good as Tyler.
Yeah.
That's a secret. And that's how he's getting these crazy clips. I always say
if you're interested in it, if that's something you see yourself wanting to try or even just know about, just DM me and I can go into detail there. I'm not going to post anything.
Yeah,
and then I can guide you in how to getting some. And
yeah.
And that's another thing.
That I have a code if you want to like order some. So you just got to come directly to me. Or you can go to their page. It's just Microdosify. It looks just like a meme page. You just post like like mushroom kind of like stuff like that. But if you DM them and let them know you came from me, they'll help you out. But
over 18, you have to buy it off of, you know, 6 miles off the coast of the United States, something like that.
Is it? So, yeah. What are the rules?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not
sure about it.
I don't know.
It's so crazy. It's honestly kind of crazy that mushrooms like aren't legal yet.
For sure. You know? It is
like,
insane.
And like, not long ago, they were like on the same list as like really bad, like actually terrible drugs. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Like drugs that fuck you up.
So
I'm
super, as always, be responsible
for right? sure. Yeah, whatever you're gonna do, and like, you know, it's not for everybody, but for me, it's been one of, if not probably the most important part of, other than being sober, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that still doesn't break for me. It's alcohol.
Yeah,
it's my problem. I've never had a problem with like drugs or anything, but what I was saying is just like this time around with riding, like, and if I do end up riding for anybody, like, I just want it to be like things I fully back and fully support, and people that I really like rock with, and you know, like,
as you should
enjoy. Yeah. Like,
it's a good strategy. It's like, you're taking your time with the comeback, take your time with the rush. People that back you too.
I want to take it slow. And like, if people want to work with me and like, you know, shout out to Kink BMX. They hooked me up with a whole new bike.
Love to see that.
Nothing official with them, but
I saw that. I went on their website to look at the team, and I was like, if Tyler got on there, this is like the team. Yeah. It already is like the team, but that's like, because there's nobody like you on the team. Yeah. There's nobody like you on any team.
Yeah.
But Kink, it's like, holy shit, this is the most all around package deal right here if you put like Tyler on.
One of
J-Row.
Probably one of the few teams. Like, yeah, I don't want to just take whatever is offered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have interest in that. I'd rather do me without any sort of obligations and like do it exactly my way, unless it's someone that I really rock with and I love everything about Kink. I love what they do. I love their teams. I love Jay and Nate. Nathan is actually somebody who I've been riding with mostly. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Feels like I'm on the team kind of in a way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And
Calvin was down the other day.
I was hanging out with Calvin and it's a really, I actually almost rode for Kink years ago. Nobody knows that other than him, but
you stole him and put him on RO.
Too deep of a story for the podcast.
yeah, for sure.
Now I'm intrigued.
But it was like I was on Haro and it was like maybe go to Kink and I ended up staying on Haro. But yeah, like that's probably the only team other. I mean, I would love. I would ride for Haro again only basically because it's like
Dennis
and Chad are my best friends and I live here. I'm not leaving here.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm cool with. I like having
those. As far as I know how Kink operates, it's always the slow path, like, and kind of,
you know, long term.
Like, hey, let's give you a bike. There's there's no obligations from us. We don't expect anything from you. Maybe an opportunity comes up or we're in San Diego and then it's like, and then hopefully
I feel like it's slowly. Yeah. Like I'm not saying anything. I don't, you know, it's just, but I've been hanging with the dudes and I'm really close with Nathan. Like we have been for years. We've spent a lot of time together and he even said himself, he's like, I hope that happens.
Yeah. That's
cool.
Yeah.
It's not in his control, but you know,
I hope it happens.
I hope so.
That would be sick.
And you like, that'd be a good fit.
They're just so solid.
Yeah.
From the way, Calvin, the way J-Row, they run the to company Nathan, to who's on the team to the parts, like putting that bike together was like, I was like blown away. How it was like a puzzle, just like it fit so together. Well. I was like, this is crazy. You didn't need to bang the bike together.
Ditch the sledgehammers.
Yeah. It was just, I pushed the bearings in with my hands. I hit it with my palm, the bottom bracket bearings.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I'm super hyped on that bike. I've been loving it. And shout out to Jay for sending that over. He randomly messaged me and was like, if you need anything from Kink or Cinema. And I was like, actually,
I said yes.
I was like, I kind of felt bad because I was like, I want a whole new bike.
Yeah.
I've been on the Haro and Premium for a while. I got that like a year ago and I just beat it up.
Yeah.
So, and he was so, sent me
somebody everything. Like you that rides so much and,
yeah, you know, I'm riding like 4 or 5 hours a day every day and just kind of, I am pretty hard on my bike. So,
yeah.
And I haven't put a dent in it yet. So,
look, I do feel like we should obviously talk about this thing. This isn't the correct one now that I'm looking at it.
That's
scenes. That's behind the scenes. But before we, you know, you mentioned the 16 million views.
Yeah, this was like a blow up thing in between.
This is my claim to fame.
BMX stuff. Yeah.
This is like, another one of those things where like people hear, random people hear I ride BMX and like, oh, I saw this one video and I'm like,
that's
me.
Yeah.
It gets brought up like at a bar, like someone.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that because obviously like to me, you're the Market part, the Michigan video, RO parts, Demolition. Mm-hmm. And then people would say how crazy this went. And I was like, that was the big truck driver, you know, like, but it related to outside. It resonated.
Big. Yeah. I remember that.
I didn't realize
the first morning I woke up and it was like, had been re-shared by like Bam Margera, Rob Dyrdek, like just random just rappers.
Yeah.
Like,
wow, look at all this.
Yeah, Lil Wayne reposted it actually.
Really?
Damn. Like,
what the fuck?
I mean, the video is put together so well with the narrator and stuff like that.
And then I was doing like news stations all over. Remember I did one in your kitchen? But I had like random news stations from all different states hitting me up to do like Zoom interviews and stuff.
When I talk to people about like, oh, what's the craziest like thing you've worked on? I bring up this like it's for photos and stuff. Yeah. It's
super cool. I can say it was probably the most stressful thing I ever had to film in my life.
Agreed. Because
The pressure.
I love that
clip. It's such a cool like flowing line.
That's my favorite clip in this. Obviously, the truck driver is the fucking.
Yeah, there was a one clip that I backed out of
the roof.
It was a roof derail. Yeah.
And just
I couldn't get my I talked myself out of it. Couldn't get myself to do it.
So Tyler,
Probably it's good because I didn't do the truck yet.
It was 10 days.
Was it 10 days?
I think it was like 8 to 10 days.
I thought it was less. I thought it was like a week, but.
Yeah, I feel like maybe 8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the check that I got for the day rate. I'm pretty sure it was 10 days, but it was a crazy place to just go into every day.
For sure. It was cold.
It was cold.
Super cold. I was wearing a jacket in between.
Felt like there was zombies there.
We're like, I got a torch, like drying ice on the ground. Like, it looks like it's decent weather, but it was freezing.
It was freezing. Yeah.
The behind the scenes. And it was like, it's always interesting.
From like 8 in the morning till we were done every day. Mm-hmm. I was.
And not a lot of bike riding.
No.
A lot of waiting around.
And
them setting up the angles.
Setting up. These guys never filmed.
Building ramps. Like whatever, making things work.
Yeah.
It was like business. Yeah. Felt like a, yeah. Like,
it was a, yeah, it was a production. It was
and then nobody to ride with.
And nobody.
And I'm hyping myself up to do the scariest thing at that time I'd ever done.
Yeah.
A truck might be the scariest thing I've ever tried.
I mean, we'll get there, but I thought you were fucking done. I thought that sound that you made.
The first one?
Yeah.
I got
impaled, freaking, basically.
Yeah. It felt like it.
It was crazy. So the roof to rail thing, and it was like, I remember
it was a roof to rail, and then I was going to jump off the roof again right after. Yeah. I just,
and it was like, he was like, he was so
stressed.
He was up there, like, kind of similar to the Crawford thing, like 45 minutes up there.
Like,
and you had, and you got down in it. And I remember you were like, you were welting,
yeah, I started to tear up. I worked myself up so much.
I was like, it doesn't fucking
matter. Yeah, you had pulled me to the side and you're like, fuck that, dude.
It was like, don't do it. Like, you did. You've done so much already. You got something
and I
left.
Hadn't done the
like,
truck yet either.
I was like, you had that thing was coming, and I was like, dude, this video is gonna be fucking great,
and it,
and it doesn't need this, and nobody's gonna know you didn't do this.
Yeah, I was just not beating myself up so hard over it, like I wanted
it was
so
hard
bad.
Yeah, it was I remember sitting there.
This podcast is brought to you by Camp Woodward. All the Woodwards: Woodward West, Woodward PA, Woodward Tahoe, and Woodward Colorado. I've been to the two, Woodward West and Woodward PA, and they are amazing.
Yeah, I went to Woodward West with this young gentleman right here.
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend. We had a great time, right?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a dozen places that looks nice.
Uh-huh.
There you can ride bikes.
Yep.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Truly did. It was actually 2 days of just messing around and riding bikes and jumping on trampolines and doing little parkour stuff and checking out some snow. It was honestly a cool weekend.
The snow was cold.
snow is cold. And right now...
You should say jinx because you say that at the same time.
Jinx.
That's true. Too funny, dude.
You can go on the website.
Yeah.
But see you can do camps throughout the summer as a kid,
mm-hmm.
but you also, there's adult stuff in the off season. There's tons of different stuff, tons of visiting pros, just endless stuff to do at all the camps.
They're releasing the visiting pros as the summer goes on or gets closer. They have Nyquist in August that they're releasing, and a couple of, they got a street dude, they got a ramp legend in there, and then
somebody has to look my tricks.
That, and we do love your tricks, dude, so thank you. Thank you. And then Woodward West has a pretty crazy deal right now. You can see it up here on the screen. Not $1,500, not $1,300, but $1,000. So
for a whole week, that's food, lodging, every type of ramp, foam pits, everything.
$1,000 is a lot.
$1,000 is a lot, but for summer camp, it's really not too bad.
50% less than $1,500, though. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So super good deal.
$1,000 is a lot when you're a almost six-year-old like you. But for a parent that wants their kid to go somewhere awesome, it's a good deal.
Yeah. And they have every camp, literally, and something that I didn't really realize is that every camp has just ride nights. So you can go ride for $30 or $40, go session, jump in the foam, whatever you want.
When we just got here, so when we got there, they just let us in when it's not supposed to be open yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do weekend things now. You can do weekend camps. There's not just the full week summer camp anymore. If you're an adult, you can go with your friends. There's like a bunch of different options now. So
there's an event in PA this and later this year too. So a bunch of stuff going on at Woodward, and thank you to them for so much for sponsoring the podcast. We appreciate it.
Yep, I've gone there. I don't even know how many times, and I can't wait to go back. The hotel's cool too. Woodward West had its own hotel. Woodward East does.
Mm-hmm.
Tahoe and Copper look amazing. I want to get out there.
Let's all go. Let's go next weekend and the weekend after and the weekend after and the weekend after. Or do you got plans?
I don't know if we have plans.
Then we got plans now.
Thank you, bud. You're actually a pretty good podcast host. You brought up the hotel on his own. Yeah. We forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, dude. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to it.
Thanks, Woodward.
And just being like,
it just was not an ideal setup. I had boards set up there, and you're like, up in the very top of the dome, that roof to rail, and then off like probably a 12-foot roof right after.
Yeah. Flat.
It's going to be roof to rail and then nollie bar off the roof to flat. And I might have
a little fucking landing for
might have exploded off the. Well, that was
the roof to rail was like not good either. It was a gate start, if I remember.
Is it in the behind the scenes?
There's no footage. So the.
Would you have been more pumped on that than the truck driver in your own head? Is that why it pissed you off so bad? It freaked you out? It was just really because that?
Every idea I had, I checked off the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Everything else
might have killed you.
Exactly.
Or made it so you didn't get the truck. The truck's the thing that blew this video up.
For sure.
Realistically.
Yeah. And so in hindsight.
And that might have been one of those things that I would have think is sicker, but like the 16 million other people wouldn't have even
roofed rail. I think I would have got blown apart on the nollie bar off the roof because it was not just a little.
Yeah.
The thing that I do the wall ride 180 on.
Yeah.
In that first opening line.
Off at the top.
It was off that. Look, that's a high.
Yeah.
Where's the rail?
So like it would have been like in that back corner.
Let's see if it's actually in this area or not. No.
But I think
it was on top. It was basically a thing on top. It was and you land on
a stair set on top of that same thing.
Yeah.
With another roof.
You would have been fine in the nollie bar. Probably would just push that disc out of your neck a little quicker.
Right.
But you would have handled it.
Yeah.
The drop, like, I mean, it's been a long time since I thought about this, but the runway was like maybe a table and a half.
Uh-huh.
So it was like
I was trying to crank to roof to rail.
It was not a good
big
roof.
It was probably like a 10.
That's how you get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was dark.
When a setup like you want to do, but there's no runway and everything's all fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you have, you know, I mean, there's 15 people staring at you.
Yeah. And it's
when's this guy going to go? I got to get lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Action. Every time.
And it was
ready, set, action.
And you're like, fuck.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. It's not like ready, go. It's like they're telling him when to go.
Uh-huh. Every time was action.
Okay, I'm ready. And they'd be like, all right, we're going to do the countdown. And then it'd be like, action. And you're like, no, I was ready 10 seconds ago. Like, so just, it was, yeah, it was a mind fuck.
Fully talked myself.
And there was,
one.
And
next video part you film, I'm going to be there. Action. Every clip. Like, right? We're ready, Tyler. We're ready down here.
The scene too, I remember when you do the pegs hard 180, and it was like it took a while.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We'll keep watching. And
that line's fucking sick too, actually.
And it took a little while. And me being sick. BMX guy, like you did the rollout, I was like, wow! Like I was like the hype dude, and then I got fucking yelled at.
They're like redo.
Yeah, like yeah, the dude was pissed. Right. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So this was like a whole production crew. None of you guys had ever met.
Damn. Yeah. I had Luke Seal.
Yeah,
and
I
Paul.
Had you.
Yeah.
And that was a sick setup. Little quick feet. Uh-huh. Over the
Aaron.
That was
Bostrom.
Like from up top. It like yeah, that's broke cool. and fell down. This was cool. This sucked doing it like 8 a.m. flat to flat. And we did all this in like an hour. Like I just kept going to each. This one sucked. It was limping for like 2 hours after that.
Ugh.
My ankles. And then this one took me a minute to get.
Yeah, that rollout was.
That
like
whole line is fucking. That was like two separate lines. Two separate lines.
Yeah, we filmed it like pieced them together.
That was awesome. The three between the rails is actually like.
Kind of scary.
Fuck yeah. It's like bike length width.
So in between two. Like the main
that shit was all crazy. Those rails, I forgot about the main photo
like right here where it's like the bar on top. They didn't even film that. That was it's right here. Oh okay.
But they used like this crazy like that
angle. Yeah.
I mean it's cool.
It is cool. Oh my god. Yeah.
Visually, it was big.
Oh yeah. Because
yeah, you could tell.
I just dropped.
Yeah. It was already like decent. Bank. Then you keep going
because the fisheye photo is just off flat bar on top. Mm-hmm. And so I just remember you and I just like going around and like fucking around and destroying shit.
Yeah,
and throwing shit off of the thing.
We were just breaking stuff.
We were just breaking stuff, and it was like, look at the place. Like you could do whatever you wanted, but still, at some point, we were like breaking throwing shit through. You know these what's giant funny though? Glass pane windows.
Remember, we like were filming these big windows, breaking them, and they made us stop.
Yeah, they made us stop.
Like, they told us like not allowed or something.
Yeah, we were like, why?
Because we were trying to get a super sick slow mo.
Yeah,
of me throwing like a toilet through the window or something.
we were going a little hard though. Like, sure. But that whole thing, like, you know, the iPhone like tracks your steps, and it was like new at that time, mm-hmm. like that it would track your steps, mm-hmm. and I was like, I walked like 18 miles today through that stadium. You know, crazy, like the amount of steps that I was doing every day, because there was so much to look at, and you'd go through the bottom, and it would be like the fucking Detroit Lions locker room, team locker room, covered with fucking mold.
Yeah,
and it was just, it was an insane.
Well, I went there like, I don't, you weren't there when I scoped it, right? No, I went like 3 months prior, and everything was covered in snow. So that's how I had all the ideas.
We spent
like 4 hours there just walking the whole place, and then just notebook writing ideas. Maybe this will work, maybe not. And then the
one other thing was when we were on the roof and you hung off the side of the stadium.
Oh, yeah. I did that there too.
He was hanging onto a bolt on the side of the stadium.
Yeah, it's a big, high too.
Yeah, it's high. Yeah, you know, I can
like,
what happened with that? Did you have pictures? I remember you were
I was stressed out, and I shot one photo, and it wasn't very good. And you're like, I'm going to do it again. I'm like, no, I'm walking away. I'm leaving. But very sad thing for me is that that beautiful golden retriever out there knocked over my drive, and so anything that was like published, I don't have anymore.
Bummer.
Yeah, so when it was a puppy, and that was my lesson learned about double backing everything that I found out.
It's funny you use particle board,
OSB,
for your big drop. Like, it's not even.
It wasn't my decision.
Like this big production thing, and you have particle board.
Yeah. Well, because those were like it was like a stage. They were like blocks, and we lined them all up like for a little runway. Yeah, right. Could have made that look a little nicer. I've never
not nicer. I just would think like you'd use good plywood since they're putting a shitload of money into this.
Neck blown out.
Oh, you barely hung on to that.
And then my bars moved super far forward right there.
Yeah, because weren't you going to do a three?
I wanted to do like flip whip, and I was like, nope.
You fucked something up,
dude. There's no way because I landed it barely somehow. I'm like, they wanted me to flip it even after they were like talking about it, but I'm like, that was sweet.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything else.
Oh, if you would have fucked the flip,
dude, exactly.
But they didn't even use the whole thing anyway. So what's the difference?
Yeah, they could have just
like it was it no
that is funny.
Flip.
Yeah, they could have faked it if they wanted really to flip whip it.
Yeah, I could have just done a different one.
Been like, dude, hey,
that ramp. This video does not give that.
Yeah, it does. Justice. That thing's beast. Like, that would have been the biggest flip-up of your life.
The landing. Dude, the landing is like 90 degrees. There's no case pad. That's like an 8-9 foot tall landing.
I love how they threw trash all around it, too.
That was to make it look.
Yeah. It does look like everything else with the trash.
Yeah. Oh, man. That
pretty
was
badass, Tyler. You've had a hell of a career already. It's pretty amazing when you go back and look at all this stuff.
Yeah, so, when you put it all together, I'm like, damn, actually, I have done a lot of stuff.
You have done a lot of stuff already, like, and like you're a kid career. Like, you did everything. Yeah. When was the neck injury? Around 20?
20, 21.
That's
2 hours.
To get my acai bowl out of your fridge.
set
another alarm for when we're leaving.
I wonder if there's...
I'll remind you.
You will?
Yeah.
I'm you think?
He's on it.
I think so.
I would have forgot already.
Now I'll remember.
But yeah. And that was a... We were talking on the phone yesterday or whenever it was, just talking about kind of now you're revamping everything, and you're not starting from ground zero because you have this huge following,
I've
and you've also
already
been very vulnerable to your phone and your followers throughout the chaos in between young Tyler and this Tyler. So that's something you want to speak of, and you're very open to connecting with people, and you're almost like you help a lot of people out.
Yeah. Right, I was telling you, I feel like I'm kind of like a therapist at this point, which is, it's awesome, and I'm happy that people feel comfortable.
What you're saying is kind of ironic.
Yeah, because I'm still dealing with a lot of my stuff, and I'm like giving people advice, but I think it's just because I'm like, have this platform, and people, you know,
you're open
through social media. People just think, oh, professional bike rider, had a great life, you know, everything's chill. But like, at first, I think when I was opening up about all the mental health issues of drinking, it's like, oh, I don't know if we should be talking about this. But the fact that it's like, I fell in that hole, but I've dug myself out. Comeback story is great, but now I've been through it and I've been open about it, and I can help people.
Yeah.
And when I help people, it helps me too. And I think the biggest thing for me, I've said this before, was like, I, for a short period of time, I was kind of salty and like felt like, oh, like BMX owes me type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's complete opposite. I looked in the mirror and had to realize you're the problem. Like, you know, there's certain things that were unpreventable. Injuries, of course, they suck. But what I could have done was in the healing process, been productive and done other things. And, you know, mm-hmm. There's pictures of me with a neck brace on and thrusters bar and PB, like drinking with a neck brace on. Like,
yeah,
it was fun and blah, 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 you know, like, fuck it. That's how I was acting. But like, yeah, I could have. So my point was that, you know, I looked in the mirror and realized that I'm the problem and I can't point the finger at anybody. And like, once you realize that, and I'm not blaming anybody but myself, it's like kind of freedom, like a weight off my shoulders. Like, I know that it's all, most of my issues have been self-inflicted and there's nobody to blame but me. So I'm just happy to.
And that takes a long road and a lot of wisdom and a lot of falling down, you know, mentally and all that stuff to
I had
come
to be
that
broken.
Conclusion to see that in yourself.
I was really broken. There was a point where I was like, fuck BMX.
Yeah.
Like, excuse my language, but I was like, I was taking that typical route of like salty with the industry, feeling like I did this and I deserved it. I didn't really get like that. I've never been like that, but it was just like, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm not riding right now. I'm like drinking all the time. I was up in Oregon, like miserable as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And just
makes sense.
I just feel like this is, I just feel like I let the ego go for once and just, literally looked in the mirror. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, and talked to myself. Like, you are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The drinking, your decision. The not, you know, not handling certain situations properly, that's all you. So, like, yeah, just had to calm down, take a step back. All right. Why do I do this?
Yeah.
I ride because I love it.
Yeah.
I ride because it makes me a better version of me for everyone around me as well. So, like, think that was just the most important thing.
Yeah.
Just chill out, start riding. I don't care about sponsors. I don't care about making money. I'm going to figure it out like I always do. But just most importantly, ride every day. I ride like it's my last day on earth every day now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking awesome. Like it's all I think about. I'm like at the skate park. Like, we got plans to go ride in the afternoon to film, and I got to ride before I ride type of thing. I go get a session by myself at 8.
Yeah.
Like, and it just, that's what it takes. And for me to be happy, that's fine.
And that's okay. I love it.
That's
okay. You gotta love yourself and love the fact that you did make those mistakes and that you have grown to be who you are you are a fallible, normal human being.
Yeah.
And
without all of that, I wouldn't be able to be here and have this growth in the mentality of like, you know, I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff every day and I'm super open about that.
And you're never not going to.
Exactly. That's a part of life.
Yeah.
But I really needed to be like, I hit absolute rock bottom. Yeah. I was really suicidal and just like, I mean, I did called you all drunk sometimes, like, I don't want to live anymore. And just like, and it was real. Those are real feelings. And I was scared to like be alone with myself. But like, step one, obviously.
But you wanted help.
So I wanted help.
And I was like, dude, I remember sending you like hotlines in your area code.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've given you all my advice I can.
Yeah.
You need to call these people now.
Yeah.
Because you were just looking like, help me, help me, help me.
But I was like, it was like,
in the mirror and did that shit.
Exactly.
So I was like, he needs to fucking realize what's happening.
That's exactly it. It's help me.
So
I want
when
help.
You told me you did that.
And I'm reaching out, but like, you can't. No,
there's a point where you cannot help you.
No one's going to help me. Nobody can help me until I do.
When it's so that bad.
I'm
yes.
So grateful for all of it. I'm so glad I got so drunk and wanted to take my own life and mess things up with riding. And it's like, cause I was like in this limbo of kind of like messing things up. Like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. No, it had,
because
to,
it was sustainable.
It had to
because
be
that
like,
was sustainable.
Yeah. It
you
had
could
to
have
be
kept like, going
yeah,
with
absolute,
that shitty phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to hit the absolute bottom and then
where you absolutely can't go anymore.
It was like, okay, I need to either go home to Michigan and like be with my mom and like, I don't know, or like I just did it myself. I just fucking buckled down. I'm like, I'm going to be miserable for a month, a couple weeks. That's what it was. This last time I was drinking, it was like the same thing. I'd like been sober for, because I filmed the video with you and Chad.
Tyler's back.
Tyler's back.
At a bar.
Then, Tyler was gone. Yeah.
It was like everyone was like, he's fucking back. He's going to move back to San Diego. And then no one could get a hold of him. We're like, no.
Yeah.
He's off the rocker.
Yeah,
We had some friends. You had some friends pass away.
Had a couple of friends. Yeah.
And I think it's important, you know, I mean, you went back to OB, which is Ocean Beach. And I feel like there's a lot of people you could fall back.
You
got
to be pretty strong minded to like not get into that. But yeah, I was fine for a while there. I was just riding a bunch and then a couple close friends ended up passing, taking their lives. And then it was like, it's such a terrible way to handle that by going and drinking, but it is what it is. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And then I did it. Yeah. It was like a month, 6 weeks, maybe even more. I pretty much drank every day, blew through all my money at the bar and just like, but then it got to a point and it was like, this is it. Like I finally got on the phone again with Malcolm and just laid it all on the table. I was like, I fucked up because what I do, you won't hear from me. I will only surround myself with people who don't know what's going on with my life. People who will like
influence your
do
bullshit.
It with me and not enable make me it. Feel bad for it. Yeah. So I would just hang because I do know people like that and I would just be hanging out with them. But yeah, I told Malcolm like exactly what happened and it's like, I fucked up and I'm sorry because I know you had a lot of, I think that's the other thing too, is I'm scared for like people to find out. And then it just makes you want to do it even more. Just keep running away.
Yeah.
Keep running away. Keep going back to the bar. And and he was just like, he helped me a lot. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to fuck up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. I'm just like really sad. Like I feel like I let everyone down. He's like, it's fine. You said this the other day too. It's okay to mess up. Because most people mess up and then they never come back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was able to pick myself up.
A month is so much better than 2 years.
Exactly. It was, yes.
So much better. Up, but nothing. It was a That's month. Nothing. The last time was like years.
Yeah, I was gone.
So a month is like, you're fucking dialed. If you can have however long that last spurt was compared to this month, then the next time you fuck up, hopefully it's never, it might be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then a week. And then all of a sudden you can have a drink and you're fine because you wake up the next morning and stop.
For sure.
Or never again, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's just cool. I just feel that
if the slip ups get shorter and shorter, that's progress. It doesn't have to be, I never drank again. That's a lot of people. They're like, I fucked up. I was sober for 3 years.
And then it causes like more internal issues when you're like so strict with that too. When you got the apps and you're like, oh, I'm 100 and something days sober. And it's like this whole like, I don't know. I feel like I don't need that. I stopped communicating with people.
You have like hundreds of thousands of followers too. So that might be like, fuck, I'm like trying to be an influence on this. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, but no, fuck it, all those people need to see that too. Because they're probably going through the same
thing.
That's
the thing. Like, dude, I get
the people that are looking up to you on that.
Hundreds of DMs, like in every, like sometimes every day, like one day. And it's mostly about like
people have been down a similar road.
Mental health issues and like, they're asking questions and I'm super open. I give my number out to like a lot of people that I've never met and end up spending so much time, but it makes me feel good. And like, I like showing, it's cool that I'm not that, you know, I'm not sponsored and I'm not this professional bike rider living the dream right now, but like, I mean, I am, I feel like I'm living the dream way more than I have in the last 5 years. That's for sure. So I'm fucking very grateful for this, but it's cool that I'm able to be in this position. I'm showing people that you can fuck up bad. Like I was down really bad, as low as you can get. And I'm changing that.
Yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be, I don't know where it is or what it is. Might not even have anything to do with BMX completely. Like, of course it's going to be a huge part, but like I have goals and I have a vision and I know where I'm going.
And you, dude, you have such a big heart and you're such a, like a kind dude in your, you know, in your core, it's people want to help you and people want to see you win. And if you do make those mistakes, like those people that care about you still care about you.
Yeah.
You know,
I can thank a lot of people. I think that's the one good thing that is that I don't think I burned any bridges.
Yeah.
Oh. All the harm I did was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
I was just harming myself and like, I mean, maybe probably pissing people off, but like I never bad-mouthed anybody and blamed anybody for my problems. It's just me.
Well, I want to see you win, dude. I want to see, too. I want to see that. So
yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I'm ready. It's super fun. Cause like I said, I've already done this once and now I'm getting to do it again.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like I'm just riding and see what happens with it. I have so many like cool projects already in the works. Like we got some things coming up.
Oh yeah.
And yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to see you come back. We talked about before the podcast, we talked about doing the similar thing with the Chad one, you know, talking about bangers,
I was saying, let's like, I was like, oh, let's just do a short one because I hate doing podcasts. But
I mean, we're at 2 hours.
I was like, it just takes me like 10 minutes to get in the flow. And then
the thing about a podcast, I just thinking about it the night before, or the week before,
the 40 minute drive here. I'm like, okay, if he asks me this, what am I going to say about this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we don't need to harp on the, you got the story out. We don't need to hop on single moments and all
that
stuff.
And I was trying to think of, like, more things that I wanted to talk about, but no, really.
But you can come back. And that's the whole thing. It's like, we want you to come back. We want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'd like to sit in on some, like, little weekly things. Maybe what happened in BMX type of thing.
Definitely.
All right, but yeah.
You're the co-host in the next news.
I'm down for that. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I would just like to say thank you to everybody, you guys, like everybody in BMX, the whole BMX community. Like, I might not be here still, like, you know, on this planet without bikes. It brought me back to life again. Like, I convinced myself I didn't like riding bikes, but that was me being in a alternative state of mind because of alcohol and depression and anxiety. And then I was able to use that to get me out of it. And I'm just like forever grateful. That's why I was saying, like, BMX doesn't owe me shit.
Yeah.
I owe it all to BMX. And like, and that's just the bottom line. So I'm just super hyped. And yeah, thank you to Malcolm and thank you to Microdosify, because those are my boys supporting me right now.
Oh yeah.
And Dennis, you know.
King Flow.
Yeah. King Flow. Seriously, shout out to King.
It's cool. Starting on Flow again.
It's really fun. Like, and it's I'm so happy for it. It's awesome. Like, I'm having so much fun.
Hell yeah, Tyler. Well, you being a part of BMX makes BMX a cooler thing. I can speak for a lot of people saying that. Yeah. So thank you for riding.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been nice. I've had a lot of really good messages, like, consistently for the last few months from like people that I respect a lot, you know, a lot of older guys and just people are, it feels good. And it feels like I am, as much as it is fun and I'm having fun, I'm working, putting in work. It shows.
Like,
I'm going out and I'm really doing it. Like,
that's like how almost every kid becomes a pro and becomes
doing it again,
riding a session. Chilling. I'm gonna go ride another session. Chilling, and I'm gonna go ride another session. You're just so hooked on it all day.
I'm hooked. It's all I do.
There's not many people who get to do that, like you right now, like as a man, and like redoing it. So it's gonna be. You're gonna keep going. Like,
yeah, it's able to feed myself right now and pay my phone bill. And focus the goal is to be able to just focus on riding. Like, and that's all I want to do, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to try and go do right now. My neck allows me to right now. But the neck.
Cool.
Fuck yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
Yeah, congrats on life.
Yeah, thank you.
Hell yeah, Tyler.
Love you.
Love you guys.
The best. Thank you guys. The Alan Cook, Chad, Tyler news. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Maybe a kink premiere too.